Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Truly, we thank God for another privilege and opportunity to be in the house of the Lord. Good to see everyone that's here, and thank God for his goodness unto us since we last met. Thank God for all that he has done. God has been good to us, saints. He's been good to us. Amen. This past week and blessed us to see a new month. A new month. Amen. Brother's happy about this month. We are too. The Lord bless us. This is a beautiful month. Amen. Let us look to the Lord before we begin the service, thanking God and ushering amen and just remembering him for all that he has done for us and all that he's doing and going to do on our behalf. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, truly we look to thee this morning. Once again, we want to thank you and praise and honor your name, dear Father, for all that you are to us, dear Heavenly Father. You blessed us this morning to rise, dear Heavenly Father, clothed in our right mind. You've given us the activity and use of our limbs. You've blessed us with a reasonable portion of health and strength and well-being. And for this, we want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for everything that you have done for us, Lord God, this past week. Thank you, Lord God, for this day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, dear Heavenly Father. Father God in heaven, we want to offer up a prayer, dear Father, for the saints that are still on their way to the house of God. Yes, Lord, Lord, that you would grant them traveling mercies over the highway. Keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Please, Lord, in the name of Jesus, allow no accidents to befall them as they're on their way to the house of the Lord, dear Heavenly Father, to worship and praise you, dear Heavenly Father, in the beauty and holiness of your name. Father, we thank you for the saints that have already arrived and the saints that are here, dear Heavenly Father, along with all of the children, Lord God, that came out this morning. We ask your continued blessings be upon each and every one of us in a mighty way. Father, we want to lift up our voices this morning on behalf of Sister Holmes, Lord God, and ask that you would remember our dear sister, Lord God. She said one of her eyes has given her little problems this morning, but Lord, we know that you're able to bring her through, Lord God. We know you're able to give her, Lord God, enough sight to be able to see your word, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, that we serve a God that who made us and said we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and you're able, dear Heavenly Father, to touch and heal eyes, dear Father. We know that, dear Father, in the word of God, dear Father, there was a man, dear Father, that could not see, and Jesus fit down in the dirt, Lord God, and made a little sand and stuck it on his eye, dear Father. And then, Lord God, when it was removed off his eyes, he wasn't seeing all clear, dear Father, because he said he saw men that looked like trees. And there, Lord, again, you touched him, Lord God, and he was able to fully see. Father, we just want to thank you this morning and praise you, Lord God, because we know you're going to touch our dear sister's eyes, just like you touched Sister Blake's, Lord God. We ask in the name of Jesus you would continue to look down upon her too, Lord God. We know, Lord God, she said this morning her eyes were just a little blurry, dear Father. But Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for what you brought her through, dear Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for what you've done for her. And Lord, ask that you would continue, Lord God, to bless her, Lord God, body, spirit, mind, and soul. Likewise, remembering Brother Mann, dear Father, Lord, you have touched his eyes. You have been with him, Lord God, down through the years, Lord God. And Father, we thank you for his eyes, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord God, even when he went the other day, Lord God, to the eye doctor, Lord God. They gave him a shot in the wrong area in his eye, dear Father. But Lord, we thank you, Lord God, he's able to see this morning. We thank you, Lord God, he's here this morning, and he's praising and honoring your name, Lord God, giving him one more time to be in the house of the Lord. Father, Lord, one more time for each and every one of us, because none of us know where death is this morning. We are all on death row. We're all journeying, dear Father, the same way. Amen. And so we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would bless, dear Heavenly Father, your people, that you would be with them, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would remember, Lord God, Sister Maria and the children as they're traveling in this morning. Watch over them, Lord God. Bring them along safely, dear Heavenly Father. Be with Sister Maria and Brother DeAndre, Lord God. Yeah. Lord, yes, they have some challenges on their hands with little Liam, but Lord God, we thank you for the
challenge you gave us, Lord God. We thank you for this child, Lord God, that you blessed us with, Lord God. Help us in the name of Jesus, Lord God, on how we are to raise him, Lord God. Whatever we need to do, Lord God, we ask that you would bless dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray likewise that you would remember Sister June, Lord. We don't see her this morning as of yet, but we're trusting she's on her way, dear Father. We ask, oh Lord, that you bless our dear sister in a mighty way, Lord God. We thank you for her, dear Father. Thank you, Lord, for her praise or worship of thee, dear Father. Remember her family, Lord God. Remember her companion, dear Father, in a special way, Lord God. Remember her daughters, dear Father. Remember her grands, dear Father. Remember her brother, dear Lord. Oh, we want to thank you for this dear sister and ask your blessings upon her, dear Father. Likewise, we ask, dear Father, as you remember others, dear Father, we don't see as of yet. We don't see Sister Kiva, Lord God. We don't see Mr. Dalton, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we don't see Sister Sandy or Brother Monty, Lord God. Oh, dear Father, if they're on their way, bring them along safely, Lord God. We don't see Brother Tony as of yet and ask that you would bless and be with him or Brother Robert, Lord God. Father, we're looking for your people to come in to the house of God, dear Father. Thank you, Lord God, for the privilege of being able to gather in your name. Thank you for the privilege of being able to call upon you. Thank you most of all for saving our souls, dear Heavenly Father. And as Sister said this morning, thank you for giving us the divine nature and attributes that we have, Lord God, to live a life that is righteous and sober in Jesus Christ. Father, we want to thank you for Sister Lillian being on the phone. Likewise, dear Father, and ask your blessings upon our dear sister, dear Father. Remember her in her home, Lord God. Remember her in every way that she stands in need of, dear Father. We ask that you bless her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, be with her, Lord God. Remember, Lord God, Brother Maurice and Sister Lawrence downstairs with the children. Bless them, dear Father. Be with them, Lord God. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this ministry they have down with the children, how they work with them, Lord God, and ask that you would bless and be with them, Lord. We pray, Lord God, that you would remember Sister Smith. We thank you for her being here. Ask your continued blessings upon her. Remember her family members she's concerned about, Lord God, that are out of the ark of safety. Thank you, Lord God, for our dear brother, Matthew, being here this morning. Thank you, Lord God, for this brother as he runs on for you, Lord God. Remember his family, Lord God. Remember his son, dear Father, Brother Titan. Remember his two daughters, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus. Remember his mother, Sister Sandy, his brother, Brother Monty. Remember his other brother, Michael, Lord God. We just pray, Lord, you remember their entire family, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless him. We thank you for him, Lord. When he came up, he said, oh, this is a good month, because he knows, Lord God, later this month, if it be your will, Lord God, he'll be baptized, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing this dear brother, Lord God. He's running, Lord God, and let us run right along with him, dear Heavenly Father, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Father, we thank you this morning for Sister India and little Infinity being here this morning. We ask you bless her, dear Father. Thank you, Lord God, for getting her car back. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done for her, Lord God. Oh, she said it took all that she had, dear Father, all her money, but Lord, she's still here, dear Father, in the house of the Lord, praising your name, Lord God. We ask that you would bless her, Lord God, in every way she stands in need of. Oh, Father, we pray this morning that you would remember Sister Millicent. Thank you for her as she leads the devotional service. Ask your blessings upon her. Likewise, Sister Melita, she's in the media room along with Brother PJ, Lord God. Father, we just want to thank you for the family of God in a mighty way. Thank you for Sister Carol, Lord God, and all your blessings that you have bestowed upon her, dear Father. Lord, look down upon her with favor. Continue to be her guide and her direction and the strength she so desperately stands in need of. Remember her family members, Lord God, who are out of the ark of safety. We ask in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Lord God, that you would bless and be with them, Lord God. Remembering Sister Regina, we thank you for her, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for her sweet spirit, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the brightness, Lord, she brings, dear Heavenly Father,
thank
into
you,
the
Lord.
House of the Lord when she comes in, dear Father. Oh, we just thank you for this dear sister and what you've done for her. Remember her in her home, Lord God. Remember her daughter, dear Father. Remember her grands and great-grand in a special way, Lord God. Father, we want to thank you likewise for all the trustees, dear Father. We thank you for our dear brothers, Lord God, who come over to the house of God and work. Thank you for Brother Levester, Lord God, and thank you for his family, dear Father. Remember his daughters, Lord God. Remember Jada and Angela and Tina, dear Heavenly Father. Remember their companions, Lord God, and remember his son William, Lord God, in a special way, Lord God. Remember his grands, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we thank you for Brother Jackson, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for his sweet spirit, Lord God, his humbleness, Lord God, his meekness, Lord God. Oh, what a true man of God, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we love to hear him when he's praising you and talking about your goodness to him, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, as he stepped out in faith, Lord God, believing you're able, Lord God, to heal him in his body, Lord God. We stand behind him, Lord God, and pray, Lord God, that you would continue to bless our dear brother. Likewise, remembering, Lord God, Brother Tony and Brother Maurice and Brother Robert, Lord God, as they come over to the house of God, and they work here, Lord God, and do the work, Lord God. Thank you for Brother Tony being out here yesterday, Lord God, and cutting the grass, and Brother Maurice and Sister Blake here on the other day, Lord God, picking up the trash, and Brother Levester and Sister Carol inside cleaning and doing the cleaning of the church. Father, we thank you for the people of God, dear Father, and ask that you would bless them, dear Father, in every way they stand in need of, dear Heavenly Father. We know our dear Brother Robert is down, Lord God, but Lord, thank you for all the saints, how they've pitched in, Lord God, just to help out, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we don't want to forget anyone, Lord God, but we just ask that you remember each and every one in a mighty way, Lord God, and pray your blessings upon us, Lord God, as we come into the house of God, Lord God, and gather in your name. We come to draw closer and closer to you, dear Father, closer to your word and closer to your spirit, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, do you would help us to be all that you've called us out to be. Yes. We pray, Lord God, as we lift up our voices in total praise unto you, Lord God, that you would get the glory out of our lives, dear Father. Remember all those who are listening on, dear Father, who have called in on the internet. We pray for them too, Lord God, and ask a special prayer upon Sister Ferris Day and her family there in Boston, Lord God. Sister Sanders and her family down in Florida, dear Father. Likewise, we ask, dear Father, in the name of Jesus, that you remember some of our brothers and sisters, Lord God, that live out of state, Brother Israel, Lord God. We thank you for him, Lord God, and ask that you would bless and be with him, dear Heavenly Father, in a mighty way, Lord God. Remembering Sister Marvinia in New York, dear Heavenly Father, watch over, protect her, and be with her, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, we don't want to forget anyone. We also want to thank you for all those who have come in listening, dear Heavenly Father, who have been listening to us, Lord God, on the internet and Radio Land. We just thank you for them and ask that you would bless and be with them, dear Father, in a mighty way. Thank you, Lord God, for this medium you've given us, Lord God, to be able to use, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, your blessings upon it, dear Father, that we will always use it to your glory and to your honor. Remember Brother Joseph and his family, Lord God, and all those he's brought in. We pray, Lord God, for them likewise. Oh, Father, we just want to thank you this morning for all that you have done for us. Yes. Father, we can't thank you enough, Lord God, and ask in the name of Jesus that you remember Sister Fluellen, Lord God, as she comes to mind, Lord God. Watch over, Lord God. Keep her safe there in that nursing home, dear Father. Be her guide and her direction and the strength she so desperately stands in need of. Remember all those on our sick and shut-in list, family members, friends, co-workers, Lord God, those that are in hospitals, Lord God. Oh, Father, we ask that you would walk through the corridors of the hospitals this morning, Lord God, and allow some soul to know that Jesus saves, dear Father. Allow someone that may be visiting, dear Father, maybe a saint of God, to be able to go into the ER room, dear Heavenly Father, or even in the surgery room, dear Father, and be there to comfort someone that may, Lord God, not know you, Lord God. And their Heavenly Father, share the good news with them, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord God, because we know you can put us in positions, dear Father, and put us in places, Lord God, where others can see us, dear Heavenly Father, and others will know that we are children of God. I thank you for that, Lord God, because even as I was sharing with Sister Blake at the grocery store on yesterday, Lord, I didn't want to go because I just wanted to stay at home, Lord God. But then the Spirit just kept impressing for me to go. Yes. And then when I got there, Lord God in heaven, I looked up and there was April McElroy, and she comes running down the aisle to hug me. My God in heaven, I thank you, Lord God. We've been praying for the McElroy family. Hadn't seen them in a while, Lord God. Oh, it was so good to stand there and talk to her, Lord God, and to let her know, Lord God, how we missed her, Lord God, how we've been praying for her, Lord, her and her family, Lord God. Oh, we're praying, Lord, they come through those doors one day, praying, Lord, for others, dear Father, Lori Tanner, her daughter, India Myers, Lord God, others that have come to this house of God, Stephanie, Lord God, Carol Roberts, Majid, dear Father. Oh, Father, we're lifting them up to you, Lord God, because, Lord, we know you're able, Lord God. We're looking for Frank Cunningham to come through those doors, Lord God. Many his wife, Lord God. Oh, and others, dear Father, my nieces, my nephews, Lord God. Oh, my family members, Lord God, neighbors, Lord God, Rob across the street. Oh, Mr. Ray, Lord God, across the street. Mr. Cunningham across the street and others in the neighborhood. We're looking for him to come to find refuge, dear Father, from this old world, dear Father. We know, Lord God, that you have given us the Spirit of dear Heavenly Father this morning, Lord God, to say to others, Lord God, how good you've been to us. Let us share your goodness. Let us share your mercy. Let us share your loving kindness to this old dark world in which we live, dear Father. Remember our officer, dear Father. Remember Officer Wesley, dear Father. We thank you for him. Remember his family, Lord God, his children, his companion, Lord God. Remember him, Lord God, when he's on his beat, dear Heavenly Father. Watch over him, protect him, dear Father. Thank you, Lord God, that you brought him in, dear Father, to this family of God, Lord God, so we can pray for him and lift him up, dear Father. Likewise, remembering Officer Todd, dear Father. We haven't forgotten him, dear Lord, and remember him and his family and his companion, Lord God, in a mighty way, Lord God. Oh, truly, you've been so good to us, and we thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Remember our dear brother Byron, and we want to thank you for him. Thank you, Lord God, for how you blessed him, Lord God, this morning as a superintendent, Lord God, and how you blessed him, Lord God, as he, Lord God, stands, dear Heavenly Father, before us in the review of the Word of God, and how you bring things to him and you give it to him, Lord God. Remember his family likewise, Lord God. Remember his companion. Remember his children, Madeline and Jacob, Lord God, in a special way, Lord God. Oh, remember his sister-in-law, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, there's so much to thank you for, but Lord God, we just want to thank you this morning for being here, dear Father, being in the house of God, Lord God. We pray that you do the praying, the preaching, the singing, dear Heavenly Father, and all the exhortation, Lord God. We want the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart to be acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Father, we don't want to forget our world in the condition in which it is in right now. Remember our president and vice president and all of our leaders, dear Heavenly Father. Remember our judges, Lord God, and lawyers and governors and mayors, dear Heavenly Father, all across this land, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, not forgetting the people of Ukraine, dear Father. Remember them in a mighty way, Lord God. Oh, and likewise, we ask that you remember, Lord God, Putin, dear Heavenly Father. We pray for his soul, dear Father. Pray, dear Father, that you would intervene upon this man in a mighty way, Lord God. Oh, Father God in heaven, dear Father, we know that you have shown long-suffering and mercy to him, Lord God. Help him to show that same long-suffering and mercy to those people in Ukraine. Father, we just pray and ask in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, get the glory out of our lives. Bless us and see us through this day, remembering Brother DeAndre in a special way. Thank you for what you've done for him, Lord God, and your blessings upon him, Lord God. Remember him and little Tatum as they will be flying out, Lord God. I believe it is on Monday or Tuesday, dear Father, to Atlanta. Father, watch over them. Be with them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just can't thank you enough, Lord God, Oh, Father, we don't even have enough time in the day, Lord God, to just say thank you, Lord God. Thank you from the depths of our heart, dear Heavenly Father, for what you have done and what you're doing and going to do, Lord God, on our behalf. Father, there's so many testimonies, so many things we can just say thank you for, Lord God. And so, Lord, we just lift up our voices in total praise unto thee this morning and ask, dear Heavenly Father, you would receive our sacrifice of praise unto your name. And we'll be so careful to give your name the praise and the glory and the honor. Lord, if we've forgotten anyone, Lord God, dear Father, it's an error of the head and not of the heart, Lord God, because we love all of our brothers and sisters, dear Father. We love this family of God that you have blessed us with, dear Father. Help us to hold each other up, dear Heavenly Father. Help us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to be there for one another, dear Heavenly Father, because you have blessed us in mighty ways, dear Father. And so let us, dear Heavenly Father, be, dear Heavenly Father, blessings to the household of faith. We pray and ask these and all blessings in Jesus' name. We pray and we thank you. Amen. Amen.
Breathe. We turn in our worship to the Lord to page 223. He is Lord. 223.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome.
Amen.
Welcome. Come on
Amen.
In.
Amen.
Welcome.
Into the house of God.
Amen.
Come right on in.
Bless the Lord.
Praise our God.
Amen.
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 Praise our God. Amen.
Praise.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Praise. Amen.
For
He is Lord.
He is.
He is. Praise our God.
Amen.
He is Lord. And the word of God says every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Yes.
We're so thankful to be in the house of God this beautiful day.
Yes.
Amen. This is a day that the Lord has made. We're just so thankful that he has allowed us to come together in the land of the living in it.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
realizing that others were not so blessed. And so we thank God for his goodness. We thank him for life. We thank him for strength this morning to come together in his holy name. So we want to give God, our Father, the glory. Amen. We want to give honor to our pastor, Pastor Jenkins. We thank God for her, the way that God is just using her to his glory and honor, the way that he empowers her to preach the word and to minister to us. Amen. Even in his word, we thank God for Brother Byron, how God blesses him and anoints him to minister to us in the study of his eternal word. Just thank God for each and every one. Amen. Amen. It's so good to come together to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Amen. Our responsive reading this morning, and we just want to welcome, we welcome our visitor. We don't have a visitor's card for you yet, but it's so good to see you.
My Bible, and I
feel
like
I said,
would you come?
Praise God.
God is so good. God is in his heart, and he desires us to do right things. This is my friend. Everybody in my life loves Jesus Christ.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. So good to have you. And thank God for you, Sister India, that you invited him to come, and we're so thankful that you came, and we. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. What is your name? Devon. Amen. So glad to have. And what is your last name? Devon Johnson. Amen. So glad to have you here. Amen. Praise our God.
Amen.
We're going to read out of God's word. Amen. And so our responsive reading is found in Romans chapter 13, verses 11 through 14. Amen. Romans chapter 13. Verses 11 through 14. Amen. 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 Lord bless. Praise God. Amen. Romans chapter 13, verses 11 through 14. Praise God for his word. I'm so glad to see God is working in our midst.
Amen.
As we're offering up prayers for those who are seeking the Lord.
Amen.
We're offering up prayers for souls of men and women and boys and girls. We see that God is moving. Amen. Amen. Romans chapter 13, verses 11 through 14. And if you are able to stand at the reading of God's word, we'll ask if you would stand. Amen. Romans chapter 13, verses 11 through 14. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Romans, again, chapter 13, beginning with verse 11. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed.
Night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light.
Let us walk honestly as in the day,
not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying together, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof.
Amen.
Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we put him on, we don't take him off like a garment. Amen. We put on the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, to have him dwell in us, to have God's Spirit dwell in us. Amen. Amen. And then we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. We thank God for his word. Thank God for the reading of his word. And so glad, once again, to be in the house of God. We don't take it for granted at all. We know that every day that the Lord gives us is a gift and out of his mercy. And so we just thank God for allowing us to come together once again. Amen. And we have an expectation to hear from the Lord today, to hear from his word, his eternal word, to hear a prayer that's prayed in the spirit, and to hear the songs of Zion that are sung out of pure hearts. We thank God for allowing us to worship him in spirit and in truth this morning. And we know that he also gives us the opportunity to pray, to offer up our requests to him, because we need the Lord. We have nothing of ourselves. We don't have anything of ourselves that we have provided for ourselves, but God has provided everything for us. And so we thank God that we can come to him, we can bring our requests to him, we can, and know that if we have lived righteously before him, that he will answer our prayers. And so we just thank God for that confidence, for knowing that. And so we're going to ask at this time, we're going to remember Liam in prayer also. In fact, we're going to look to the Lord now, even before we take our prayer request. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, oh, dear God, we come to you, Lord, because, dear Father, we know, Lord, that you can do all things. Yes. We know, dear God, that you have all power in your hands, dear Father. Yes. And so, Lord, we come to you, Lord, when we have a need. And so, Lord, we're bringing little Liam to you this morning, dear God. Lord, you know all about him, dear God. Father, we know, Lord, that you know all about him in body, soul, mind, and spirit, dear Father. And so, Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able to give him a touch this morning, dear God. And so, Lord, we come to you in the name of Jesus, asking you, dear God, to give him the touch this morning, dear God. Give him the touch that he needs, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we know, Lord, that you have all power. Lord, you can calm the storms, dear God. Lord, when the billows of the oceans roll, dear God, Lord, you can calm them. We know that the Lord Jesus, all Jesus had to say was, peace be still, and it was calm. And Lord, we know, dear God, if you're able to calm the elements, dear God, Lord, you're able to calm the spirits in men and women and boys and girls. And so, Lord, we're asking, dear Father, Lord, for you to anoint Liam, dear God, and give him a calmness in his spirit, dear God. This we ask and beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're coming to you, and dear God, knowing, dear God, Lord, that what you have done in the past, Lord, you can do even now, dear Father. And so we're asking, dear God, for you to touch him, dear God, in a mighty way. Manifest your power, dear God, and your mercy and your compassion upon this child, dear God. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember his mother, Sister Maria, in a special way, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless her, anoint her, dear God. Give her the strength. Help her, Lord, to keep looking up to thee, dear God. And give her, Lord, the comfort and assurance, dear God, that you are in control. Have your way, dear God, and truly, Lord, we give you glory and praise. Amen. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord bless. Praise God. Praise God. Amen.
Praise
God. Amen. We come in faith.
Yes, yes.
We pray in faith. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. At this time, we'll ask if there are special requests for prayer, either by uplifted hand or by word of mouth. Sister India. Amen. 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 God bless you. Amen. Infinity. Amen. 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 Yes. All neighborhoods. Yes, Brother Man. Amen. 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 Brother Man, remember all neighborhoods, people in all neighborhoods. Now, and those who are homeless. And then, and also remember, and that God, we know God is able to provide.
Amen.
And also remember all those in our neighborhoods, each and every one, and asking God's anointing on this service today. Amen. Thanking God for his goodness and his mercy.
Amen.
Asking him to, for his God's spirit to just rule and have his way in our hearts and in our minds. Amen. Thank you, Brother Man. Other requests?
Blake, I thank the Lord for his many blessings and touch upon my body. Just continue to remember me with your prayer.
Amen. Amen. Sister Millicent, remember Sister Millicent in prayer. And pass.
Thank the Lord for his goodness. Remember, today remember my cousin, Sister Marie. We thank God for what he's doing for her, and she was able to finally go upstairs and sleep in her own bed.
Amen.
So we thank God for that.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We've been praying for your cousin, Sil Marie, for a while. And, you know, we know that she was low, kind of low there for a time. But God, in his mercy, is strengthening her, raising her up. And so we thank God for that. And remember Sister Fran, Sister Francine Scott as well. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Sister Carol.
I have copied this provision given to me, and I was in school, and I've got about 10 people. I've got letters ready to send to them. I'm going to mail them tomorrow and just pray that the Lord uses this to touch their hearts to bring them to Christ.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. So pray for Sister Carol as she's made copy of the lesson, the Sunday school lesson, Provision for Man. She's going to send it out to, she's going to send 10 copies out to souls that she knows and pray that they'll read them and the Spirit of God will give them understanding for their souls. Amen. Yes. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You often sing that song, Why Carelessly Wait? Why carelessly wait? You know that the end is nigh. Why carelessly wait? So that's that procrastination. Amen. Because tomorrow's not promised to anyone. Amen. Amen. So pray that as Sister Carol sends those out, that God, the Spirit of God, will direct their hearts to get understanding. Amen. Other requests? Brother Jackson.
Remember my daughter, Jada, I went to visit with him yesterday.
Amen. Amen. Brother Jackson's request is to remember all of his family members. Particularly his daughter Jada and her companion and their son. Remember that the Germany family, much in prayer. He said that they're somewhat sick and sneezing and so on. And so remember them in prayer. Remember all of his children. Remember William, his son William also, who God willing will be traveling in the end of this week. And so that we pray for him often. He's driving those trucks over the road and we pray for him, God, and God has granted him safety. And we will continue to lift him up in prayer as well. Amen. Amen. Sister Melita. Amen. 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 Sister Melita is giving glory to God for blessing Brother Brandon and Sister Chanel to arrive back home safely yesterday. It was an issue with the plane, but they fixed it and they were able to land yesterday. And so we thank God for that. We were praying for traveling mercies that God would allow them to return home safely. So we thank God for that. Amen. Oh, their anniversary was yesterday. Amen. Amen. Oh, Sister Smith? Amen. 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 You remember Sister Smith? Remember her much in prayer, and remember her loved ones, her daughter Yolanda, and her granddaughters Noelle and Janelle, and their children as well, that they will be saved. Amen. Amen. Yes. Infinity. Mm-hmm. She's shy.
Thank the Lord.
Amen. 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 God bless you. Amen. Amen. God bless the little children. Amen. Amen.
Sister Blake, Sister June is on her way, so remember her much in prayer for traveling mercies.
Amen.
Likewise, let's continue to hold up Sister Fluellen, and we don't see Mr. Dalton this week again, so remember him.
Yes. Amen.
Remember others we haven't seen him.
Amen. 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 They have to be flexible. Amen. Sorry. Amen. Amen. So continue to remember Brother DeAndre and his job. And Brother DeAndre and Tatum will be traveling tomorrow to Georgia. So remember them. Pray for traveling mercies. Pray for his family in Georgia. Pray much for them as he goes to see his family, who we can understand he misses his family. Amen. So remember much in prayer, and also remember him for his job interview on Thursday. Amen. And this is that Sister Maria says is very promising. Amen. So we thank God for that. We've been praying for it. So, amen. We keep right on praying. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Praise our God. Hey, you're welcome, Tatum. Amen. Amen. We give God the glory. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. All general requests. Amen. Thank God. Yes, Sister Holmes.
And I want to thank you for your continual prayer, and my eyes are beginning to look a little bit more clear already.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. After our hymn of meditation, last Brother Byron, the Lord would take would bless you and anoint you to take us to the throne of grace. And anyone who has a special need can come to an altar, stand before the Lord. The Lord will hear. We're already hearing how the Lord is blessing. Amen. So he can bless in a moment's notice. Amen. So after the hymn of meditation, we'll look to the Lord in prayer. Brother Byron will take us to the throne of grace.
If you find in your bulletin, your pamphlet, the song, Keep Praying and Toiling On. In your bulletin, the song, Keep Praying and Toiling On. Mm-hmm. Keep praying and toiling on. This is what we have to do in life. Many things come upon us. We don't give in. We keep praying and toiling on. Pray to the one who can take care of the situation. Keep praying and toiling on.
Thank you, Lord.
Along life's rugged, thorny way, keep praying, toiling on. There soon will dawn a brighter day, keep praying, toiling on. The
to be here.
and to be able to stand before you and before the Lord and offer up prayer this morning on behalf of the congregation of the people of God. So we ask that each and every one of you would have open hearts and open minds as we go before the throne of God. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we bow our heads before Thee. And as we approach Your throne this morning, we truly want to say thank You for allowing each and every one of us to come to the house of God this day, and even those that are listening in from afar. We ask that Thou remember each listening ear, but most of all, each listening heart. We ask that Thou would bless and look down with favor this morning as we bring these many petitions before Thee that have been spoken. We ask that Thou would hear from on high and look down with favor this day. But truly, we want to say thank You for another day that Thou has made, and You told us to rejoice and be glad in it. And we're thankful that You allowed us to come to the house of God, to fellowship one with another. And in Your dear Son's name, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we're truly thankful for the love that You had for each and every one of us, that You gave Your only begotten Son, and You said that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. So we're truly thankful that we believe in everlasting life and that we have surrendered our lives before Thy throne, before Thy feet. And we realize, dear Father, that You have kept Your promise in saving us from our sins. So we're thankful this morning to know that through the blood of Jesus Christ, we can be delivered from sin. So we ask that You would continue to bless Your people and help us to believe and only believe. We're thankful, dear Father, for all that have gathered here around Your throne with me. And we pray that Thou will remember each and every request that was brought before Thee. Thou knows those that were spoken, and Thou knows those that are unspoken. And we're truly thankful, Father, to see Sister Carol in the house of God this morning. And we're thankful to know that she's pressed her way to be here this day. And we're thankful for how she labors in the way of the Lord. And we pray that Thou will remember her requests for her loved ones and those that she's trying to reach, the souls of men, through messaging, through ministry, however it may be. We ask that Thou would bless her in a mighty way and look down upon her with favor. Likewise, we're thankful for Sister Regina being here this morning. We ask that Thou remember her in a special way. Look down with favor upon her. Continue to bless her and see her through. We ask that Thou would continue to guide and direct her. Remember her at her complex and her community where she lives in a special way. And likewise, our children that have gathered here in the house of God this day, we ask that Thou would remember them in a special way. Remember in Matthew, London, and Haley, Grant, and Olivia. We're thankful for them. Likewise, Jaslyn, in a special way, we're thankful to see her here. And we ask that Thou would continue to bless these children. We realize that the word of God is going forth. And we ask that Thou would allow them to continue to hear. And we're truly thankful for Infinity as well. And her little love to raise her hand and have thoughts on her mind to add in, to say something unto Thee. And likewise, we're thankful for the children of Sister Maria. We're thankful for Liam in a special way. And we ask that Thou would continue to remember this young lad, dear Father. We ask that Thou would remember him in a special way, in a mighty way. Help us to continue to believe. And You said some things that has to be cast out may come by prayer and fasting. So help us to be obedient to Your word with understanding, that whatever may be in might be have to be cast out in a different way. And likewise, Tatum, we ask that Thou bless him in a mighty way and continue to look down upon him with favor. Remember the whole family, dear Father. We ask that Thou would bless and look down with favor. Remembering her companion as he travels. We ask that thou remember Brother DeAndre as him and Tatum travel over the airways. We ask that thou remember them in a special way. And we're truly thankful, dear Father, to see Brother Tony here this morning. We ask that thou remember him in a special way. Bless him as you have thus far. Bless him as a grandfather. Bless him with these children, likewise, as he handles them and cares for them as well. Likewise, we ask that thou remember his loved ones in a special way, remembering his son and their family in a special way, looking down with favor upon them, dear Father. We're thankful for them. We're thankful for their faithfulness to allow their children to come. Have thine own divine way. We're thankful for Brother Levester being here this day, and we ask that thou remember him in a special way. We ask that thou remember him and his soul, body, and spirit, and even his children and his loved ones as he has put in a request for them this morning. So we're truly thankful for this brother, and we ask that you continue to look down upon him with favor and grant those things that are up on his heart and his mind, that you would bless him and guide and direct his family, see them through in like manner. Truly thankful to see Sister Smith here this morning, and I ask that thou remember her request this morning, and ask that thou would bless in a mighty way and look down upon her with much favor. Remember her loved ones as she continues to be concerned about their lives and whether they will ever receive the word of God. But allow her to know that as she's walking before them, they are seeing the very love of Christ in her. So we ask that thou would continue to allow her to be blessed before her children and allow her to know that you said nothing's in vain. So we ask that thou would bless in a mighty way. And thankful to see Sister India here this morning, and ask that thou would remember her in a special way. And we're thankful for her. We're thankful for her love for thee, and her love for thee enough this morning even to invite a friend. She's not ashamed of what she has claimed. So we're thankful for that. And we pray that thou would continue to remember Mr. Johnson that has come this morning. We ask that thou remember him in a special way and let him know that we're praying for him with a deep understanding that you're concerned about his soul. You breathed into his nostrils the breath of life one day, and he became a living soul. Now we ask that thou would bless him and have him to have an understanding of where he will spend eternity. We're thankful to see Sister Kiba come in this morning, and we ask that thou remember her in a special way and continue to look down upon her with much favor. Continue to bless her, dear Father. Continue to guide and direct to see her through. Remember her loved ones in a mighty way as well. And likewise, Sister June, that still may be on the way, we ask that thou remember her in a special way. Brother Manns, this morning, we're thankful for him being in the house of God. We ask that you remember him in a special and a mighty way. Even in his older years, we're thankful that he still presses his way to the house of God to be an example of believers. So we ask that thou continue to bless him in a mighty way. And remember Sister Melita this morning. We ask that thou remember her request, and she's thankful that you saw her family travel and make it back safely. And remember those, dear Father, in our household as well. Continue to bless according to your riches and glory. Likewise, Sister Millicent, this morning, we're thankful to see her in the house of God. And as she leads the choir in the song service, we're thankful for her. And we ask that thou continue to bless her and see her through. Continue to look down upon her with much favor. And Sister Lawrencine, in like manner, we're thankful for her being in the house of God this morning. And continue to bless her and strengthen her. Thankful for the love for your word that is in her heart and in her mind, and how she shares. We're truly thankful for her. We're thankful for her loving spirit for the children and helping them out along the way. And likewise, Brother Maurice, we ask that thou continue to bless him and see this brother through and strengthen him in your word and in your spirit. We ask that thou would guide and direct him into all truth. Likewise, Sister Blake, this morning, we're truly thankful for her. And we pray that thou will remember her in a mighty way and look down upon her with favor. We're thankful for how you bless her and guide and direct her and see her through with the many blessings that you have given her to do in the house of God. But we're truly thankful for the spirit that you have put in her to guide and to direct into all truth and understanding. So we're thankful for this dear sister and continue to bless her in a mighty way. And likewise, our dear pastor. We're truly thankful for her this morning. We're thankful for the way you have allowed her footsteps to continue to be guided. And we ask that you would continue to guide and direct her in the word of God and in the spirit of God. Give her power from on high, even this morning, that she will proclaim the word of God that you have laid upon her heart and in her soul to share and give unto each and every one of us. You have commissioned her to feed your flock. And we're here this morning to hear from on high what you have given her to give unto us. We're truly thankful for her. We're thankful for her faithfulness, and we pray that you will continue to bless her. Remember her many requests for those that she hasn't seen this morning, concerned about souls that haven't made it into the house of God. We ask that thou will remember her many requests in a special way. And likewise, Sister Holmes, we're thankful to hear her voice over the phone way. We ask that thou will continue to bless her and guide and direct and see her through. We're truly thankful for her wisdom and her knowledge that you have given her to give unto us. And she shares it freely. So we're truly thankful for this dear soul. And we ask that you would continue to remember her, remember her loved ones in a mighty way. Truly, God, we thank you for all that you do and all that you do for your people. Help your people to be encouraged this morning. They've come to the house of God to hear. They come to the house of God because they believe. They come to the house of God to know how to serve thee better. So we ask that thou will bless this morning and thou would have thine own divine way. Allow our minds to be taken off of the world. Allow our minds to be in the spiritual mind that you would have us to be as we sit up under your word and as we hear from on high. We realize, dear Father, we can't think about the things of what this world has going on and how to handle them, but we have to leave those things to thee. Let us follow and walk with thee and walk together with thee in this life, and thou will bless us and see us through. Now bless your people, bless the church of God, bless the coming in and going out as we go to and fro. We ask that thou would look down with favor. If there's any I forgot to pray for this morning that's under the sound of my voice, you know all about them. Brother Matthew standing in our midst this morning, remember him in a special way. Look down upon him with much favor and continue to bless this young brother in thee and guide and direct and see him through. Allow him to know that you know him and that you will bless him and that all truth is through your spirit. So allow him to look to your word, search the scriptures, because in them you think you have eternal life, but they are they that testify of thee. Amen. Have thine own divine way. Bless your people this morning. Guide and direct and see us through. And let us be careful to give thee the praise, the honor, and the glory for it all. For it is in Jesus' name we pray and thank thee. Amen.
Praise our God and
amen.
Thank the Lord.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise our God.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for the word of prayer.
Amen.
Amen. I am before you this morning to lift the morning offering. This is the first Sunday in May. And so the offering for special offering for today is for benevolence. And we may place the offering for benevolence in the center plate as we file by. Our tithes and other offerings may be placed on either side. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear God, with thanksgiving in our hearts, dear God. Lord, with praise in our hearts and on our lips, dear God, for thee. For we know, dear God, that you are worthy, truly worthy of all of our praise. Lord, you are worthy, dear God, of us to give our lives and our hearts and our minds and all to thee, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would lead, guide, and direct us in all things. Lord, even in giving, dear God, Lord, you've already instructed us, Lord, in your word, dear Father. Lord, that as you have prospered us, dear God, on the first day of the week, Lord, to bring our tithes and offerings into the storehouse. And so, Lord, it is truly a joy, dear God, to obey your word in giving. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would receive these offerings and that you would use them according to your will, dear God, for your glory and for your honor, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would, Lord, multiply them as only you can, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able, dear God, to multiply these offerings abundantly, dear God. Lord, so that, dear Father, there will be enough, dear Father, for us to do, Lord, what you will for us to do with it, dear God. And Lord, we look to you, dear God, for wisdom and for guidance in their use, dear God. We do not lean to our own understanding, dear Father, but Lord, we look to you, Lord, to lead, guide, and direct us, even, dear Father, in the expenditure, Lord, of these offerings, dear Father. For truly, Lord, it is all yours, dear God. Lord, we pray, Father, that you would bless each gift and giver. Pray, dear God, that you would get the glory, Lord, out of our lives. And truly, Lord, we're going to give you the praise. We want to exalt your most holy name as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
When upon ice builds you are tempest all, when you are discouraged, thinking all is wrong, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, be what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, be what God has done. Are you ever burdened with the load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, may them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, may done. When you look at others with their lands and gold, think that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings, honey cannot buy. Your reward in heaven or your home on high. Count your blessings, may them one by count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
True joy is yours too.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. That's like a testimony song. True joy is mine since I left the dreary way. For a friend divine is with me every day. We need him every day.
Yes, we do.
Amen. That's why we cling to his hand.
Amen.
Amen. Even though gloomy shadows may try to fall, he's still going to be our all in all. So we thank God. We can say true joy is mine.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to have joy in the next world. We have to have some joy in this one too. Amen. You don't just live for the devil and all of a sudden just get happy at the judgment. Because if you live for the devil, there is going to be no happiness at the judgment.
Amen.
My Lord, my Lord. Praise our God. But we can have that true joy right here. Amen. We don't have to be downtrodden by the devil. We don't have to let the devil beat us up. We can have joy even in tribulation. Amen. Isn't that what the scripture said? We joy in tribulations also after we've been justified by faith. Amen. And have access by grace. Is this faith wherein we stand?
Yes.
Amen. And rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And said, not only so, but we glory in tribulations also.
Yes.
Amen. We can do that if we are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And we have this joy.
Amen.
Amen. Shall we stand?
Praise
thank God,
God
for service thus far. We thank God for his spirit. Amen. Amen. From the oldest down to the youngest, we thank God for his spirit.
Amen.
Amen. That's been manifested this day. We realize that in order for the preaching of the word to go forth, his spirit has to continue to manifest himself.
Amen.
So we're going to offer prayer for Pastor Jenkins as she comes before us with the word of God. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, Lord, Father, with joy in our hearts this morning, dear God. Lord, because of what we know, Lord, you have already done for us.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your word, dear Father. Because we know, dear God, according to your word, faith came by hearing and hearing by the word of God, dear
Amen.
Father. And Lord, we know, Lord, that without faith, it's impossible for us to please you, dear God. Because in order to even come to you, Lord, we had to believe, Lord, that you were a rewarder of them who diligently seek you. And so, Lord, we're diligently seeking this morning, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would anoint, dear God, our dear pastor in your word, dear Father. We pray, dear God, that you would give her power to proclaim your word, dear God, to declare the accepted day of salvation, dear God. Father, we're praying, dear God, that, Lord, if there are any souls, dear God, that don't know you in the free pardon of their sins, Lord, that you would speak to their hearts through the word and through the spirit, dear God. Lord, that they would seek you, Lord, while you may be found, Lord, and call upon you, Lord, Lord, while you are yet near. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would anoint our hearts and our ears, dear Father. Lord, to receive your word, dear God, and to be strengthened by your word, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that we need your word, Lord. We need it more than our necessary food, dear God. We pray, dear Father, that you would anoint our hearts to receive your eternal word, dear God, that we may draw closer and closer to thee. And truly, Lord, we want to, dear God, truly, dear God, we want to grow in the spirit, dear God, and not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. So help us, dear God, to give attention to your word, dear God, that we may draw stronger and stronger day by day in thee. And, Lord, we'll give you glory and praise for it all. Have your way, Lord, in the furtherance of this service. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our pastor, Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God. Truly thank the Lord for his presence felt thus far this morning and now into afternoon. Thank God for each and every one of you. Truly I thank God for Sister Blake and thank God for the beautiful prayer. And I saw Mr. Johnson leave. I trust everything was all right, but thank God for him being here and Sister India and inviting him to be here. Just thank God for all. Sister June, she made it, so we thank God for that, sis. Amen. And Brother Matthew said this is a good month. at the end of this month, Brother Matthew is going to fulfill all righteousness and get baptized.
Amen.
So we thank God. We're looking forward to that. Amen.
Amen.
We'll hold up our dear brother and in prayer because we thank God for him. He's been running for the Lord. And so we all are running for the Lord, not only Brother Matthew, but I'm running too. Amen. Because the enemy is trying everything he can to keep us from being what we are.
That's right.
Continue to press on, saints of God. Amen?
Amen.
In our hearing this morning, we read Romans, the 13th chapter, 11 through 14. I trust you have your Bibles with you. You can turn there to get the subject again that the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you today. Thank God for his word. Thank God for all of his provisions to us, because without the Lord, where would we be today? Without what he has done for us, where would we be today? Amen. Let us look at verse 14, saints of God. The more I dig into this scripture and began to allow the Spirit of the Lord to show me what to share, he gives so much more. And I know, saints of God, when you're studying and studying the Word of God, I believe Brother Byron and Brother Levester, Brother Maurice and Sister Blake can share that when you get to studying, it's just more and more. I know as our dear brethren are studying for the upcoming Bible week, there's just so much God has in his Word, and you want to give it all, but can't give it all at one time. We grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But I thank God because I'm growing. Even in my studying of this word, I'm growing more and more for the Lord. And I thank God for your prayers for me. Verse 14, Lord bless. Romans 13. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to continue sharing some thoughts with you on the subject, make not provision for the flesh. Make not provision for the flesh. Well, last Lord's Day, we learned that we must clothe ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, not just on the outside, but deep down in our hearts too. As we continue to look at the subject, make not provision for the flesh, we want to look at the word provision. Provision means to provide or to supply something for use. Paul is telling us not to supply this old flesh or the devil with the means to cause us to sin. We are not to give any thought to sin. We must keep our minds and heart focused on spiritual things rather than thinking on sinful things. Paul said these words in Colossians, the 3rd chapter, verse 2. He says to us, set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. In the Philippians 4, verse 8, he says these words. He said, finally, brethren, he said, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things, he says, are lovely. You think about these words, saints.
Mm-hmm.
He said, whatsoever things are true. We're living in a time where in our government there's no truth. You hear one ad that says one thing and the next ad comes in and refutes that ad. You hear one thing happening and something else happens. But Paul tells us, he said, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest. Saints of God, our walk with God has to be an honest walk with Almighty God. He said, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, Paul is telling you and I, he said, think on these things. Saints of God, the only thing that I know that's true, honest, just, pure, holy, lovely, good, and of good report is the word Amen. Of God. Praise Amen. Our God. And so we ought to set our minds on this word. We ought to set our minds on the things of Almighty God. You see, when we set our minds on the things of God and on the things that bring glory to him, we will see a difference in our Christian walk with him. You see, our Christian life is about a life-changing encounter with Jesus Christ. How many have found that to be so? And what some of those things that bring glory to Almighty God. You see, when his children develop a deeper knowledge of God in Jesus Christ, it brings glory to God. Look at what Paul says there in Philippians 3, verse 10. He says these words. He said, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his son. You see, when you get that deeper knowledge of God, you understand, you know Jesus Christ personally. That's why he said in another passage of scripture, Paul says over in Philippians, he tells us to work out our soul salvation with fear and trembling, because when you do, you get to know Jesus Christ a little bit more. You get to know him in all the things that he has in store for us in the word of God. He went on to say that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Do you understand the resurrection of Jesus Christ? Do you understand the reason behind it? Do you understand that you and I also have a spiritual resurrection? We've died to this old life and we've risen with Jesus Christ. That's what baptism means. That's what it means when we baptize and we fulfill all righteousness. He goes on to say, in the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto death. Praise our God. Jesus said in Matthew 22:29, he says, you do err, not knowing the scriptures. And in Hosea 4, verse 6, we are told my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. If you don't know about Jesus, you're going to be destroyed, because the enemy knows a lot about God. Yeah. The enemy knows how to deceive. The enemy knows how to wrestle and twist the scriptures around to their own destruction. So we've got to know the word of God. Brother mentioned it when he was praying. He mentioned John, the 5th chapter, verse 39, where Jesus said in the word, he tells us that search the scriptures. For in that's not John 5:39. That's back in Timothy. But in John 5:39, he tells us these words. Yes, it is. Search the scriptures. For in them you think ye have eternal life. They are they which testify of me. See, when you get into the word of God and you began to search the word of God, you know what thus saith the Lord. You know what God wants us to know that is important in our Christian walk with Almighty God. You see, knowing who and who we serve is very important to us. Have you found that to be so? This is what Paul was desiring to do, to know Jesus more. He had already talked about his experience of Jesus in salvation. Oh, saints of God, we can tell others about Jesus. We can tell others about what God has done for us. But you got to get into the word of God and to let them know what he has done also for them. All Paul in this scripture text we just read, he relates that he wants to grow in his experience with the Lord Jesus Christ. And that growth Paul wants day by day. How many want that same growth?
Amen.
You see, our Christian life is one that must continuously be one of learning about Jesus Christ and who he is. He tells us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise our God. You see, as we go through the experiences of life, we have the opportunity to learn more about Jesus as we experience his grace, as we experience his presence in our lives, as we experience his power. How many have experienced his power when God has answered a prayer, when God has delivered us from something, when God has blessed us? Oh, I know, saints of God, there are many in this congregation that have experienced his power. Oh, we've experienced his glory. We've also experienced God's blessing. Oh, think about all the blessings of Almighty God. Oh, think about what God has done for us. Think about how this morning he allowed you to rise. Praise God. He allowed you to get up. He allowed you to get yourself ready because someone didn't get up this morning. Someone didn't, when they got up, they were may had to have help from someone else. But thank God he allowed us to get up this morning. And I thank God for our dear brother man. He always reminds us to pray for those who are less fortunate than we are. Pray for those who may have slept under a bridge last night because you and I slept in a bed last night. Thank God for that. Praise God for all of his blessings. Oh, praise God. When these things happen, thanks to God to us, we would develop a desire to know him even better, just like Paul did. Our Christian walk cannot exist without Jesus Christ. I found that to be so. Paul went on to say, he said, the power, did you notice these words in Philippians? When we just read there in that third chapter, Paul said the power of his resurrection. It refers to the power of the life of Christ living through Paul and you and I, those of us who are saved. You see, Paul had learned what so many Christians today fail to understand. My. They fail, and some of them are having a hard time figuring it out, is that you cannot live this Christian life without Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Did you hear what the Spirit said? We cannot live this Christian life without Christ Jesus. Oh, it cannot be done. If a life is to be changed and lived in the newness of his power, then it must be lived through us by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Praise our God.
Amen.
This is what Paul himself said. That he desired in Galatians, you can read it, the second chapter in the 20th verse in your leisure. You see, when we truly belong to Jesus, our life will be consecrated to him, allowing him to be in total control of every aspect of our lives. We won't look at some things and say, oh, I don't need to bother God with it. We will look at some things and say, oh, God is not going to be troubled by this. But we will remember what Proverbs 3, verse 6 says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
Amen.
Oh, I found that to be so, saints of God. Have you found that to be so? That God will direct your path in every way you go. Oh, I know the world wants us just to be running, just, you know, at it full force. Many of them say, well, why do you have to pray about that? I can remember when I used to work and I was up for a promotion on a job. And I told the woman, she was giving me all the attributes of the job and the money and all the things. And I said, before that, I've got to pray to see if this is what God wants. She said, she looked at me, I'll never forget. And she said, I just offered you a 9% rate increase. And you tell me you have to pray. I said, yes, I do have to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I came to the house of God, my dear brother over here, he said to me, you know, you could get a job. He said, and it could be the worst thing. I don't care how much money it pays. He said, you got to know it's from Almighty God. Well, they could pay you millions. But if it does not offer peace, if you're going to go in there and you're going to be fighting and scrapping and carrying on with folks, that is not of God. God always makes the pathway short. God will make sure everything is in place. Every I is dotted and every T is crossed, so to speak. Praise God. I think of it this morning. I share with you in love. We were downstairs with the children. And they were here bright and early. Praise God. Thank God they were here bright and early. And when we came around the corner, I came in and I said good morning to them. And they were sitting there. Then Sister Millicent comes around and she says, well, good morning. And London says, you all sound like you just had a piece of cake or something. Sister Blake hadn't come out yet. So we were trying to, you know, and so we were trying to ask him what was up. And he said, well, you know, good morning. You're all happy and you're coming in and saying these things. And so we were trying to say to him, well, what if we come in and we wouldn't speak to you and we sat down and didn't say anything to you? How would you feel? He said, well, I'd feel okay if you didn't. So then Sister Blake was coming out, and we were trying to look at her and to try to get her not to speak to him. And she said, I can't do it. She said, I have to speak. And so she spoke to him. But I thank God, thanks to God. There's joy in the Lord. Because God brought us here. If we're going to win souls to Jesus Christ, we got to show them that there's joy in serving Almighty God. We don't want folks to come in and they think that we done sucked on lemons all night. But we want them to come in and we want them to know that we love Almighty God. That it was God that woke us up this morning. It was God that set our feet on the way. It is God that is guiding our lifestyle. It is God that makes us smile each and every day when we may not be able to, when there may be something going on in our lives. Oh, as the song we just sang a few minutes ago. Oh, I thank God. Keep praying and tolling on. He said, if grief seems more than you can bear, and we know there are some right now in our congregation that are in grief right now, have a loss of a loved one. But it said, keep praying, keep tolling on. Oh, saints of God, no matter what's going on in this life, we've got to keep tolling on for Almighty God. We can't allow circumstances that are happening in our lives to cause us to turn away a soul from Almighty God. We've got to turn around and say how good God is, even if we're going through something. God is still good. Why? Because God is allowing you to go through it, and God will bring you through it if you trust in Almighty God and keep your hand in God. How many have found that to be so? Oh yeah, I know there are times when the devil will come up and the devil will begin to press on your soul, but stay with Almighty God. Don't turn away from God. Remember what Paul's words are in Romans, that 8th chapter. Turn with me there for a moment and look at what Paul says in that scripture meaning. He says there, starting with verse 34, he said, who is he that condemneth? Oh, I didn't mean to get that one, but that's all right. Jesus muttered it. It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, and also who maketh intercessions for us. You see, Jesus is there on the right hand of Almighty God. He's making intercession for you and I. He said, who shall separate us, come on, saints, from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress? You see, just because we're going through something, it should not separate us from the love of Almighty God. He said, or persecution. Oh, saints of God, we're going to be persecuted in this life. What are you saying, Sister Renee? Because Jesus Christ was persecuted, and the word of God tells us, think it not strange at the fiery darts, as though some strange thing happened unto you, letting us know you're not the only one that this has happened to. It has happened from the beginning of time, but all we have to do is have on the armor of God that we may be able to withstand in the evil day. Do you have on the armor this afternoon? Then you shall be able to stand when persecution comes your way. He said, or famine, or nakedness. Oh, you may not have enough bread to put on the table. You may not have enough money in your bank, but still stand for Jesus Christ because he loves you. He said, or pearl, or sword. He went on to say, as it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. You know, saints of God, they don't like us in the world. They don't like you on your job. They may persecute you. He said, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than what? Conquerors. Praise God. Through him that loved us. Praise. Look what Paul went on to say, for I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things that Paul is letting us know. There might be some things coming we may not like. He said, neither height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to do what? Separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Praise our God. Oh, stay with Almighty God. Consecrate your life to Almighty God and allow God to use you to God's glory and to God's honor. I thank God for his word. I thank God, as Paul was saying here, let us go back to Philippians for a moment and finish up with Paul there and what he was saying to the believers there and what he's saying to you and I today. All these words were left for a reason. And when we get in and begin to meditate on God's word, we can understand why God wants us to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth so we can understand the word of God. Oh, praise our God. Paul said, Paul went on to say there in that Philippians 3, verse 10, he said in that scripture there, praise God and the fellowship of his suffering. Paul was ready to go all the way for Christ Jesus, even to the point of death. Are we ready to go all the way for Christ? Or have we settled and live or die? I am the Lord. See, that's just how he had settled it when his life changed on that Damascus road. Today in the religious realm, many believers view themselves as being victims. They are victims of this and victims of that. Jesus died so that we don't have to be a victim.
Amen.
That we can be a child of God. You see, everything in life is not against us. Everything in life is not bad. Oh, yeah, we're living in a bad time. Oh, but think of his goodness. Come on.
Amen.
Praise our God. Think of his goodness to you.
Amen.
He said he would not withhold any good thing from you. If you got up this morning, did you think of God's goodness to you?
Thank you.
Did you think about how good God has been to your family?
Praise.
Oh, saints of God, did you think about how good down through the years God has blessed you and what God has brought you through? Oh, I thank God. When yesterday we were over here at the church, Brother Tony and I, and Brother Tony, I thank God for him. He was out there cutting the grass, and I was sitting in the truck supervising a little bit, and then I got on out and swept up the grass off the blacktop, and Brother Jackson came by. And I thank God for this dear brother, because he came by and Brother Jackson was so encouraging. He was so happy and proud of his daughter and her husband and their beautiful, beautiful new home that they're building. The joy in brother's face for his family and how he told me how he had went there and they were not feeling well. He anointed the household and prayed for them.
Praise God.
Brother, I when I left, I was so filled up listening to Brother Jackson and how good he is of a man of God and how he was there and how he was encouraged, and he was talking to Brother Tony out there while he was cutting the grass. But I thank God for that, saints of God. Our family members need to know how much we love them. They need to know some of them are on the brink right now of whether they're going to come to God or not. And they got to show, see the love of God in us. Some of these little things may be what will push them over to come to Almighty God. We don't want to keep pushing them away from God, but we want to show them that love and show them how proud we are of them, not in a spiteful way of proud, but that we are happy for them and let them know that it's by the hand of Almighty God that they're able to do what they're able to do. Remember, a couple weeks ago, we read back in Genesis with the house of Pharaoh. Pharaoh was being blessed because of Joseph. Remember, our loved ones are being blessed because we know God. Our co-workers, our places where we work are being blessed because God's children are there working. Praise our God. Oh, I thank God for you, dear brother. Praise God. And Lord, continue to bless you, not only Brother Jackson, but all of my brothers and sisters in the Lord. Thank God for you. See, the consecrated life is one that sees genuine suffering as a means of growing closer to the Lord. Truly consecrated life reflects suffering. Yeah, we're going to go through something, saints of God. But let us stand still and see the salvation of the Lord when we're going through it. Oh, saints of God, we never were promised that the road would be easy. There are days when the enemy comes down on us with such great force that it will drive us to our knees. I've been there, and many of you have told me that you've been there too. But thank God when the enemy comes in. The Bible says, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. No matter what rises up against us, the Holy Spirit will be there to take care of it. We're also told in Jeremiah 1, verse 19, they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee. Do you believe God is with you? He said, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. Praise our God. Paul went on in this scripture in Philippians. He said, being made conformable unto his death. When we got saved, we ourselves are dead with Christ Jesus, meaning we have died to sin and to self. We're told these words in Romans, the 6th chapter. Turn with me there for a moment. He said, knowing this, that our old man is crucified. Have you crucified that old man? See, when you crucify that old man, you cannot make provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. He said that knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed. We got to die with Jesus Christ, that henceforth we should not serve sin. See, we're not serving sin as children of God. For he that is dead is free from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Do you believe that? Do you believe when you die with Jesus Christ, you're also going to live with him? Praise our God. He said, knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dieth no more. Death has no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. See, this is why God wants us, when we die to this old world, die to that old man, die to that old woman, we die once. We don't keep coming back and, oops, I made a mistake. Oh, I can't this and all that. No, God wants us to die once to that old life of sin and live for Almighty God. Amen. He said, but in that he liveth unto God. Are we living unto God? You see, when you're living in a time right now where believers believe that, oh, well, you know, no one can live like that. Many are stumbling around. I'm not talking about new converts because the word of God says you got to grow. But that doesn't give us an excuse to go out and sin. Just because you're a new convert, God expects you to walk uprightly. Even in the Old Testament, he told Abraham, he said, walk before me and be thou perfect. God expects that out of us. He expects us to live a righteous life now. He expects that old man to be crucified. He expects us to be living for Almighty God. But I know as a new convert, as you're learning how to stop those old ways of life. Because some of us, when we were in that old way of life, we were living our life hard. We were living in sin hard. We may have cursed and swear and drunk and smoked and did all manner of evil. And that kind of life we were living. Now that you've come to Almighty God, those things have changed. But there may be times when the enemy will come in and try to get you to go back to that old man. But you got to crucify it. You got to crucify it and stand for Almighty God. How many know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
All been there. There were things we used to do in our old life. And now that you're saved, some of us have been saved for a long time. All of a sudden, the devil will bring up something from 19-whatever. And you're wondering to yourself, where did that come from? That's the enemy of your soul. That's the enemy of your soul. I know there are times, saints of God, I was sharing, I believe it was Sister Blank. There are times when I'm in the grocery store. Maybe this is why I didn't want to go the other day. And when you're there at a certain time of day, they're playing them songs. Oh, way back in the day. And you're walking through and you're hearing them. And I thank God for a good mind because I remember, oh, but you're dealing with the flesh. You have to deal with the flesh and ask God, Lord, help me. Block out what's being played. And sometimes it seems like it's just loud being played. You know what I'm talking about, saints? Oh, when you're being in the grocery store. Sometimes in the middle of the day, they say they play certain kind of music to get people in the mood or whatever it is. But I thank God that I serve Almighty God.
Amen.
I thank God that I can continue to serve the Lord when I'm grocery shopping, when I'm driving on the freeway, or when I'm sitting on my front porch in my neighborhood. Praise our God. Praise our God. He went on to say there in verse 11, he said, likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, if we're dead to, when we're dead to the world, we are alive to God. Praise our God. We're alive to his word. We're alive to God's will. Oh, praise God. Another thing that brings glory to God is living a clean and holy life for the Lord. Also having godly virtues, love and humility to others. An effective prayer life brings God glory, along with being a fruitful witness to the things of Almighty God. Oh, I thank God. We heard this morning with Sister India inviting the others to come to church. Thank God for that, sis. Thank God. Continue on living for the Lord. Oh, thank God that you love your family of God enough. You want them to come to be amongst your family of God. Thank God for that. You see, we are to live like Jesus lived. 1 John 2, verse 6 says, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. We are to live out the fruit of the Spirit in our lives day by day. And we know that well, saints of God. Turn with me to Galatians. Over there in the fifth chapter of Galatians. And look at what Paul was saying here to the saints at Galatia. Oh, and he's saying to you and I today. He said, but the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace. He didn't say fruits. And so when he said fruit, that means we have to have all of these. Mm-hmm. We have to have love. We have to have joy. We have to have peace. How can a saint of God say, I'm a saint of God, and there's no peace in your life? He said long-suffering, gentleness. It's being a saint of God, and you're not gentle. He said goodness. He said faith. Remember, Sister Blake quoted this when she was praying, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Got to have faith. He went on to say meekness. Oh, saints of God, we may have been browlers when we are, but God wants a meek and quiet spirit from the people of God. He said temperance. Oh, we don't just fly off the handle of everything that goes on. No, we've got to be temperate in our walk with God. He said, against such there is no law. Praise our God. I know we are challenged in our lives every day, saints of God, by the enemy of our soul, but we're also challenged to live out our lives with genuine spiritual values and not the values of this whole fallen world in which we are living right now. As we give attention to those spiritual things, the heavenly things, we are able to live a God-honoring life in this present world. Have you found that to be so? You see, as children of God, our lives ought to be governed by a heavenly perspective and not by a worldly one. Praise our God. Every decision, every activity we get involved with, every plan, every purpose are to be considered in the light of eternity. We ought to measure it up to the word of God. Is this going to bring glory and honor to God? Everything we do, everything is to be laid out before the Lord and considered not on an earthly or carnal basis, but in the viewpoint of heaven. Would God be pleased with me? Would God be pleased if I do this? Is this pleasing to Almighty God? That's what we've got to be considering, saints of God. You see, as the people of God, we have been called upon to be heavenly minded. This is only possible because of our Lord's presence in our life. Is Jesus present in your life? If Jesus is present in your life, you'll keep everything in a heavenly perspective. Praise Amen. Our God.
Amen.
Praise our God. You see, our Savior is sitting on the right hand right now. He's sitting on the right hand of the throne of grace, interceding for you and I, for all mankind. And he has given you and I all we need to live this Christian life. Do we believe that this afternoon? That he's given us all we need to live a righteous and holy life in this present world. Therefore, we got to make sure we're not doing anything that would make provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust. Oh, there are things that we can do, and there are things that we can say, and there are places we can find ourselves that will make provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust. You may say to me, Sister Renee, what is that? Oh, I think I've shared this with you before when I used to work
And I remember when the casinos came in the town, and I worked right out here, and many of the casinos were round on the street. Other times we would go to lunch, and they would go into Hilliard and go up to the restaurant, Olive Garden, and the various places to eat. Then soon as the casinos came, oh, let's go over there. They've got a good salad bar. So does Olive Garden. You've eaten there, amen? And I'd say no. Oh, you can go over there. There's nothing wrong with you going in there. You don't have to. Saints of God, the devil is able to tempt you.
Mm-hmm.
Hear what the Spirit is saying.
Amen.
You go walking up in there. And sit down, and you think you're at the salad bar. Then all of a sudden, the slot machines is right here.
Mm.
All you had to do is just slip a quarter in there and see, you know, beginner's luck.
Mm.
You heard that before? Well, that's the enemy speaking.
Amen.
Speaking through an individual, trying to get you to go take your money, go over here and put it through here. You might, you know, if you put yours in because you've never gambled before, you might win, and we can win some money. Oh, I don't need to win anything. Because my God said, I will supply all your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. And God is able to supply. I don't have to go in and allow the devil to try to tempt me. I wasn't a gambler in the first place. But I don't have to go in some place to be tempted of the devil. I can stay away, and you can go right on over there. I'm not saying if you want to go in there, you go right ahead. But I do not want to make provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof.
Amen.
There are other examples, saints of God. You know, you may have once been a smoker or a drinker or something else out there in the world. You don't want to go around and keep hanging around all of that, because the enemy will try to draw you in. The enemy has a way of drawing you into those things. You got to stay away from them and learn to say, no, I will not be going, because the enemy will try to draw you in. How many of you know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
Our God. We've all been saved from sin. We have to stand for Almighty God. We can't make provision for this flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Praise God. Praise our God. I thank God for his word. Thank God for Jesus being present in our life. Thank God that he keeps us in step with the Spirit of Almighty God, crucifying this old flesh that we're in with all the passions and the desires that this flesh can come up with. Oh, you see, this flesh we learned even in our Sunday school lesson is opposed to the Spirit of God. Oh, yeah, there's a warfare that's going on, saints of God, a warfare because the enemy is trying to get us back. And this flesh is trying to hinder our walk with God. We're already there in Galatians. Let us look at Galatians 5. Let us look down a little bit. Let us go over there to verse 16 and look at what it says there. Paul says this in that scripture. He said, this I say, then walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Oh, to walk in the Spirit means to surrender our will to Almighty God. Surrender to the will of God, who is able to keep us. How is he able to keep? Jesus said in John 16, verse 13, he said these words. He said, how be it, meaning nevertheless, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. But he also said, let's jump back a little bit in John 16, verse 7. He said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Praise our God. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Think about it, saints of God. Jesus gave us the Comforter to help us. He gave us the Comforter to keep us in the righteous way that we are to live. He didn't give us the Comforter so that we override the things of Almighty God. No, we stay within the confound of what God has in his word of God, and we live to the glory and honor of God. Praise our God.
Amen.
We're also told in Ephesians 5, verse 18, be filled with the Spirit. You see, we will be led by either our fleshly desires or we'll be led by the Holy Spirit of God. And which one wins depends upon which one that you and I yield to. That's what we're told in Romans, the 6th chapter, verse 16. Look at what it says there. It says, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death. See, that's why you can't say, I'm just a sinning Christian. No, you're either a sinner or a Christian.
Amen.
Because if you're yielding to sin, he said, of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. When you serve God in the beauty and holiness of God's eternal word. Oh, either our flesh is going to win or the Spirit of God is going to win out. The Spirit will defeat the flesh if we will allow him to, because he is greater. Greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. Do you believe that this afternoon? Oh, thanks of God. We still have a say to what we allow in our lives. So let us make sure that what we do is not against the will of Almighty God, nor does it cause us to place a stumbling block in the pathway of another brother or sister in the Lord. What are you saying? Sister Renee, turn with me to 1 Corinthians, the 8th chapter and the 9th verse. And look at what it says there in the Word of God. It says these words. It said, but take heed, lest by any means. Oh, it's telling us to be careful. Mm-hmm. Be careful. By any means, this liberty. You know, I know a lot of people in our world today, liberty means freedom. They say, oh, we're free to do this. We're free to carry arms. We're free to live this way. Brother, share with us in June. You know, the freedom now, everybody can carry a weapon. That's the time in which we are living. But God wants us to be careful in our liberty in Christ Jesus. He said, but take heed lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak. Mm-hmm. Saints of God, I don't want to be a stumbling block to anyone that may be weak. I want to make sure I am lifting up all my brothers and sisters in Christ. If you, I say to you, if you see Sister Jenkins doing something you don't understand, say something to me so I can straighten it out with you and Almighty God. I want to live so in front of you that you know just what my life is all about and how I live for the Lord. He went on to say, therefore, if any man see thee which has knowledge sit at meat in the idol's temple, shall not the conscience of him which is weak be emboldened to eat those things which are offered to idols. So we got to be careful. You know, you may say to me, well, Sister Renee, this is not a sin, but this is not this. But remember one thing, we are our brother's keeper. It may not be a sin, but it may not be advantageous for you and I to engage in it. If we're standing in front of someone that it may, that may be weakened in their faith or in their spirit. He went on to say there, and through thy knowledge, he says, shall the weak brother perish for whom Christ died? My. Mm-hmm. But listen to verse 12. But when you sin so against the brethren, you think about it. When you do something that will cause our brethren to slip or to fall or to stumble, we sin against the brethren and wound their what? Weak conscience. Ye sin against who? My. Oh, my. Let us read that again. Mm-hmm. But when you sin against the brethren, saints of God, I don't want to sin against anyone. Oh, I want to live for Almighty God. He went on to say, when you sin against the brethren and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ. And remember what the word of God says. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death.
That's right.
Praise God. Oh, it's something for us to get in the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And to know what thus saith the Lord. So we'll know how to live before we die. Praise our God.
Mm-hmm.
He said, wherefore if meat make my brother to offend, I will eat no flesh while the world standeth, lest I make my brother to offend. And in 1 Corinthians 10, look at what Paul says here. Paul was preaching to the brethren and sisters, the saints there at Corinth. He says these words. He says, and this I do in verse 23, I mean, in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 23. He said, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. Meaning all things are lawful, meaning it may not be sin. He said, all things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. See, we got to remember, it may not be sin, but it may not edify. It may not bring glory to Almighty God. Everything we do must bring glory to Almighty God. That's why we got to avoid places, people, things, images, music, anything that brings about temptation to us that would make a provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. You see, if we mess around with it, we will automatically give in to it. Proverbs 6:27 says these words, can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? The answer to that is no. The Holy Spirit had me share with you before how I use 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33, when I was raised in Sister Maria. She was growing up. It says, be not deceived, evil communication, corrupt good manners. Please understand that this is not some kind of injunction to start discriminating against other people. That's not what Paul was saying. Our Savior, Jesus Christ, befriended many sinners to the displeasure of the Pharisees. If you go in the gospel and begin to read, but evil communication corrupts good manner is an admonition to beware of those who distort the doctrine of Christ Jesus. Those who live lives that are not in accordance with the word of God, yet they claim to be children of God. Beware, they will cause you to stumble and fall from your steadfastness. You see, as new creatures in Christ Jesus, we were talking about this on Wednesday night. We now have the DNA, the divine nature of Almighty God. We read this on Wednesday night in 2 Peter 1:3. I thank God for Wednesday night too, Brother Byron. Thank God how you had us to go over this passage of our Sunday school lesson, provision given to man. He went on to say there, 2 Peter 1:3, he said, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. Are you a partaker of the divine nature this afternoon? He said, having escaped what? The corruption that is in the world through lust. And then I was reading what the commentator said here and the points to consider. He said, starting right. He said, far too many people try to live the Christian life without having entered the Christian life.
Amen.
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 He said, Christ is the only door. And he's told us that he's the only way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto me but by the Father. You can't come any way to Jesus Christ, but you got to come. Let me get that right, saints of God. Oh my, let's see, I believe it's in John, the 14th chapter, in the 6th verse. I want to make sure I quote it right. He said, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Praise our God. You see, Christ is the only door in the new birth, the only method of entrance. Because we know that there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be what? Saved. He went on to say, what prospect of success has one who starts with partial repentance? There's no such thing as partial repentance.
That's right.
You can't partially be saved. You're either saved or you're not. He said, or with no restitution, or with little faith in Christ's deity, or while still loving the world, or by failing to be filled with what? The Spirit. See, that's what's happening today. Many have the love of the world over the love of Almighty God. But the Bible tells us back in 1 John 2, turn with me there for a moment and look at these words. He says to us in the Word of God, He said in verse 15 of 1 John 2, he said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. That's serious. Amen. What are you saying, Sister Renee? You see, people will love the world more than they love God. They'll run to worldly things and won't come to the house of God. They'll find themselves running all here and doing all various things. And then when you say something to them about coming to the house of God, well, you know, I don't feel I have to come all the time. I don't know about you, but David said in the 122nd division of Psalms, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I'm glad to come in to see the saints of God. I'm glad to be here amongst those that love the Lord like I love the Lord. I'm glad to be here to hear the word of God and to share in the testimonies and the things of what God has done for each and every one of us. He went on to say in verse 16, he said, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. You see, when you're out there, living up in the world, this is where you're going to have problems with the flesh. You're going to make provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. And we are told not to make provision for that. You got to be careful. He went on to say, little children, it is the last time. And as you have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists whereby we know that it is the last time. You see, the only way for us to be complete in God and Jesus Christ is to put this old flesh to death. Put this old flesh to death. As long as we try to hold on to the world and all of the woes, we will find ourselves outside of the will of God. I hear Christians say all the time, this Christian life is hard. It's hard living for the Lord. But my Bible tells me in Proverbs 13 that the flesh is what produces hard labor. You see, look at verse 15. It says, good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressor is hard. Yes, living a sinful life is hard. Why? Because you are always having to do something to keep up this old, to keep making this old flesh happy. Why? Because you are always having to do something to make, you know, others happy in this life. You see, sin and Satan lead people to hell, leading them along one sin at a time, or sin upon sin all the time. Little sins lead a person along until they come along and then they say, well, I have no pleasure in God. How many have heard that? Lavester and I were talking on yesterday, and I asked him this question. I said, do you wonder sometimes with people, they get up and they just go about their lives. Do they ever think about God? Do they think about the things of God? And brother said, well, the ballparks are full. He said, when you come along there, and I said, yeah, and they'll be full tomorrow. People won't be at church. They won't be serving God, but they'll be at the ballpark. But I oftentimes wonder, do you think about where you're going to spend eternity? Do you think about when this life is over, what's going to happen on the other side? Are you just living for the moment? You see, the only abundant life you can have is in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
The only abundant life we can have is in Christ Jesus, and we've got to die to this flesh. You see, people feel that if they can move God, and if they can move his laws out of their way, they can continue living their own way without any consequences for their sinful actions and all of their lawlessness. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death. Yes, sin pays a wage, and it is a spiritual one. And it can also be a natural death if you get caught out there. You think about it. I said to a brother yesterday, too, as we were talking, we had a long time out here in the parking lot. The young man who stole the car, they're saying all these young people at the age of 16 stealing cars and driving so fast. That young man, he was driving on the freeway. Did you see him jump out that car? I said to brother, he could have cut his neck off right there on that median thing. And they said he already had a neck brace on. What could be going through the mind? You see, that's how the devil is using people today. Mm-hmm. The devil has people bent on doing things that are wrong. And people don't see that this could end up in death, not only spiritual death, but physical death. And you will be without remedy. You will be without Almighty God. Oh, I say to our young people, remember God. Remember the Creator, as the Bible says, in the days of your youth, come to Almighty God. Oh, I see the world and all the society around us and all the things that are going on. But people are not trying to live for God. You hear about righteous talk. You hear about righteous living. You hear religious things going on, buzzwords that are being said. And many of these are just on religious talk shows. But God is still sounding the warning. Paul says these words in Romans, the 12th chapter, verse 1. He said, I beseech you, therefore, brother. He said, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. You see, this living sacrifice is our offering to God. It is the holy one. It is one that is set apart and pleasing to Almighty God. Oh, it's an act of our spiritual worship to God. Paul went on to say there, he said, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. What is our reasonable service? It's reasonable because of all that God has done for you and I. He said, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now that you are a child of God, has your mind been renewed? Has your mind been renewed off of the things of this world, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God? Not Sister Renee's will, not Brother Byrene, Sister Blake, Brother Levester, or Brother Marie, but God's will. Praise our God. Paul is urging. He's pleading with people to give their whole lives to God. He stated there, your body. God in his compassion gave his son Jesus Christ so that we can live, that we could have life more abundant in him. So we ought to give Almighty God our all. Praise God.
Amen.
Instead of giving ourselves over to sin and all the things that come along with it, now that we are saved, we are to give ourselves completely to God. For we are dead now to sin. Have you found that to be so? Our whole body, everything that we do, we owe God a life that is a living sacrifice unto him. Praise our God. We do this in everything that we do, saints of God, through our tithing, our offering, our gifts, our talents, our possessions, everything we owe to God. God does not just want half of our life. He wants us to devote ourselves fully to him. Oh, saints of God, our Christian calling is to be all in for Almighty God. We owe Jesus Christ everything for what he has done for us. And we want to be all in our service to him, to be in all serving in the church, to be serving in this community for Christ Jesus and others. This is why we must turn from sin. We must love our neighbors, be filled with the Holy Spirit, share the gospel to the world, and build up the kingdom of God. Just think, if you imagine in your mind what this world would be like if everyone that claimed to be saved lived according to the word of God. Oh, I know we could probably go down through this neighborhood and tap on doors and you'll hear people say, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. And then out of the next breath, you'll hear them cursing out somebody. Mm-hmm. Or you'll walk up on them and they're sitting there with a beer or something, sitting around drinking. Because that's the lifestyle that many believe that is okay with Almighty God, but not so with God.
Amen.
We owe God everything. Not just 10%, but everything. Everything we have. We owe him our time, our money, our possessions, our heart. You see, we did not receive salvation because we told him that we would pay our tithes. No. But we are saved because we repented of our sins. And we are now born again. Praise his name. This is why it's so important for us to make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Oh, thank God for his word. Those of us who are saved, we've got to seek to live godly lives in this present world. You've got to make sure of our walk with God on a daily basis. Paul said these words in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 31. He said to the Corinthian saints, he said, I die daily, meaning that Paul saw his life as a daily death to himself. Die into sin, die into his flesh, die into self. He lived what he preached, and he urged believers everywhere to imitate himself as he imitated who Christ Jesus was. I'm reminded of his words in 1 Corinthians 11 when he says this in verse 1. He said, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. And in chapter 4, verse 16, he said, wherefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me. I say the same, saints of God, you follow me as I follow Christ Jesus. Don't let me go off the path. If you see me going to the left or to the right, come and say, Sister Renee, get back in the straight. I want to be all for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I want to be like Paul. I want to impact others. I want to tell others about Jesus Christ. I want them to know who I serve, who I live for each and every day. Oh, saints of God, I believe this with all my heart. I believe that everybody in our neighborhood ought to know that we live for God. I believe everybody on our jobs, they ought to know that you live for Almighty God. I believe when you go into the marketplace, they ought to know that you are serving God. I believe when you walk up and down the street, if you're going out to get some exercise or some personal time, that they ought to know that you serve an Almighty God. Why are you saying that, Sister? Your life, our life ought to resemble the things of Almighty God. This is why Jesus said in the Word of God, turn with me for a moment to Matthew, and look at what he said there. In Matthew, that 5th, 6th chapter, praise our God. Thank God it was left on record for us. But look at what he tells us that we ought to be. He says there in that 13th verse of Matthew 5, excuse me, he said, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth, good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Then he went on to tell us, ye are the light of the world. Saints of God, we are the light in this old dark world in which we are living right now. He said, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may what? See your good work and glorify who? Your Father, which is in heaven.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen.
When our light is shining, our neighbors ought to know about it. When our light is shining, our co-workers on our job ought to know she's a child of God. He's a child of God.
Amen.
Our doctor ought to know, I believe in Almighty God. I may have come to you, and you may be looking at me and saying to me, oh, I've got this going on, but I'm going to go home and pray to Almighty God.
Amen.
I'm going to ask Almighty God if this is what God wants me to do. Praise our God.
Amen.
Praise our God. Our God is able. Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, we've got to clean up on the inside, not on the outside.
Amen.
We got to remember, we don't want to be like the Pharisees and take care of all the outside and the inward man. It's just full of all kinds of things. Turn with me for a moment to Matthew, the 23rd chapter. That's what Jesus said to them in that scripture. You see, what we do on the outside does not affect who we are on the inside. In fact, Jesus tells us that it's not what we eat or drink that defiles us, as the Pharisees believe, but the real seed of defilement is in our heart. All of the evil men do have to originate in their heart. That's why the heart has to be changed. Praise God. Praise our God. Look at what he says here in verse 23 of Matthew 23. I thank God for the word of God.
Amen.
Well, we're coming to a close, saints of God. But hold on just for a little bit. Hold on just a little longer. He said, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees. He even called them hypocrites. He said, for you pay tithes of mint and anise and cumin and have omitted the weightier matters of the... See, they were doing all the outward things. Things so people could see. He said, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye have done, and not to leave the other undone. Then he went on to say, ye blind guides, which strain at a gnat and swallow at a camel. Living in the time right now, that's going on. He said, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees. Then he said, hypocrites again. He said, for you may clean the outside of the cup of the platter. but within they are full of extortion and excess. Oh, saints of God, we don't want to clean up all the outside and look good and say, oh, they look good going to church. And then on the inside, full of extortion and excess. He went on to say, thy blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter. Clean up your heart. Get a heart that's made for Almighty God.
Amen.
Get a heart that loves Almighty God, that God can clean up, that God wants to change. Praise our God. He went on to say there, he said, woe unto you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead man's bones and of uncleanness. My, my, my. He said, even so also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Iniquity is sin. Woe unto you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore, ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill you up then the measure of your father. My, 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 ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell? This is why we got to make sure, saints of God, we are clean on the inside, that our heart has been changed, and that we are living for Almighty God. We've got to live so that when others see us in this old world, they'll know that we serve a God that is able, a God that's able to make a real change in our lives. We serve a God that is working in us, inside of us, a God that has changed us from that old man to a new man in Christ Jesus. Praise our God. Oh, I want to live so, saints of God, that others might see. I want to live so that when others come around and they see you, see me, I want to be able to say to them, I'm a child of God. See, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of who I live for. I thank God for that. I thank God for Sister India in a mighty way, because Sister India, when her car was broke down, she told me she was riding the bus to get to work. She told me how she had to get on the bus and get there. But then Sister India befriended the bus driver. And now the bus driver is getting the morning text message.
Praise God.
Praise our God.
Praise.
Oh, she was telling the bus driver about how good God had been to her. She was telling the bus driver about the church that she went to. Thank God for that. Thank God. That's where we got to be, saints of God. We got to get out there in the world and let them know the change that God has made in us, so that we are not making provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. We got to be steadfast and unmovable in the things of Almighty God. We got to be committed to the things of Almighty God. We got to be like the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 11. He expressed his concern for the brethren. Turn with me there for a moment. I said we are coming to a close, but turn with me there to 2 Corinthians 11 chapter, and look at what he says there. Paul was concerned about this. He said these words. Oh, praise our God. He said, but I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtility, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. You see, there's a fear right now and a great concern that I have. Why? Because I want to make sure that saints of God were living according to the word of God. Because I'm amazed, saints. I'm amazed when I hear from people. And people say to me, and I'm not saying about anyone in here in particular, but I have a lot of friends and a lot of those that are on the morning text. And many of them have not heard the word of God like we hear it. They don't get the word of God like we get it. And many of them are amazed by it. Many of them are even writing back and saying to me, I didn't know that you had to live like this. I didn't know that God didn't hear sinners' prayers. I didn't know that God expected this. And then I had one, I shared with you one time, wrote back and said, well, I'm a Baptist, as if that means that's okay. You can live any old way you want to live. If you want to make it into the kingdom of God, you're going to come God's way. And what is God's way? Righteous and holy and living for Almighty God. And when we live for Almighty God, every fiber of our being, we ought to love the Lord our God. We ought to do everything to the glory and honor of God. What are you saying, Sister Renee? Matthew 12, verse 30. Look at what he tells us in that scripture. Jesus is talking to us, and he's letting us know in the scripture. He says there in Matthew 12, verse 30, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God. He said, with all thine heart. Is all your heart in it for Almighty God? Have you given God everything that God desires of us? He said, and with all thy soul and with all thy mind, see, your mind has to be on Christ Jesus, has to be on the things of God. He said, with all thy strength, saints of God, we got to give our strength to Almighty God. We got to know that we are living for the Lord, and God desires our strength to be used in the things of God. He said, this is the first commandment, and the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love who? Thy neighbor as thyself. Oh, when we had that in the morning text, oh, many didn't realize who their neighbor was. Well, our neighbors are our bankers, our co-workers, our children's teachers, our grocery store clerks, wherever we go, whoever we come in contact with, that's our neighbor. And they ought to know that we love Almighty God. Praise our God. Praise our God. Yeah, we have a responsibility. Responsibility to spread the good news. Why? Because souls are dying every day. And souls are going into a devil's hell because they do not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Oh, it saddens me greatly. People will follow after candidates who lie and cheat and tell them all kinds of things to get their vote, and yet they have no intention of fulfilling those promises that they've made. However, they will not accept the truth of God's eternal word. Brother Maurice mentioned this, and he prayed about it this past Tuesday at prayer meeting. He said, God will never lie to you. I found that to be so. He said, God loves us. He said, God sent his only begotten son to die so that we might have life more abundant in him. And then he went on to say, but yet many refuse to serve God for various reasons that they believe are valid. You see, this precious word is able to save, but many stubbornly hold to their unbelief. They refuse to yield to God. When a soul continues to reject the things of God, God will turn them over, the word of God says, to a reprobate mind and allow them to believe a lie. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is able to save. The word of God is also able to keep. Many believe that living in sin is prosperous for them, but the way of the unsaved sinner is only a way of bitterness and destruction. The way of the unsaved sinner is a way of hardness of heart. The word of God says in Proverbs 29, verse 1, he that being often reproved, hardeneth his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. And in Proverbs 13, verse 15, the way of transgressor is hard. A person starts out expecting to get happiness from sin, but the sweetness of sin turns to bitterness. And the transgressor finds out that their sin can never satisfy them. Finally, they feel like Solomon, who said in Ecclesiastes 2, verse 11, all was vanity and vexation of spirit. Oh, when we lived out in sin, saints of God, that's what it was. I know our young people are looking for the day that they can do their own thing, so to speak. We have a couple of them that are 16 now. And in 2 years, if the Lord wills, they'll be 18 grown, so they think. And the enemy may have them thinking, I'm going to get all the pleasure I can out of life. One day you'll find that sin only brings misery and unhappiness.
That's right.
You might be looking on some folks and saying they are having fun. They may seem to be doing well for a while, but there is nothing in the future for them but tragedy and eternal suffering if they don't come to Jesus. Even in this life, they have no inner peace, the Bible says. In Romans 3, verse 17, though, he said, the way of peace have they not known. Isaiah 57, 21 says, there is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. Mm-hmm. See, the wicked don't have no peace.
Amen.
You may look at them and say, they've got it going on because they have money. They have cars, walk around with big medallions on, houses. Some of them just got drafted to the NFL, and they seem to be happy. However, the unsaved sinner has no hope, and his life is in this world is unpleasant at best. It's a rough and rugged way to live. Oh, because saints of God, we all lived that life one time, and we know that that life was not prosperous. Oh, yeah, there may have been times you may have said, well, you had a good job when you were out there. Oh, but it was miserable. Miserable because I didn't know Jesus.
Crazy.
See, we were discussing this on Wednesday night at Bible study. God is speaking to souls. However, the enemy is also speaking to them too.
That's right.
He's keeping them in bondage of sin. And the sad part about it is many have had an opportunity to come to God, but they refuse. Romans 11, 8 says, according as it is written, God has given them the spirit of slumber eyes that they should not see and ears that they should not hear until this day. And then we're also told these words in 2 Thessalonians. Turn with me there for a moment as we wrap it up. He says there in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 11, and for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Oh, as I said, as we bring this message to a close, let us remember what is truly valuable in this life. It is the truth of God's eternal word. Proverbs 23:23 says, buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. Also, the sacrifice of Christ on the cross. We're told in 1 Peter 1, verse 18, these words. Praise our God. He said, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, thank God, as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Thank God. Oh, we have a hope of eternal life, saints of God. 1 Peter 1, verse 4 says, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fate, if not away, reserved in heaven for you. That's what is reserved for us, saints. That we might desire those things of God rather than the things that are passing away in this life. We are to avoid sin. We've got to learn how to value the things of God.
Amen.
So that we make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. God bless you is my prayer.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise. Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Praise God. Thank God for his word. My. Make not provision for the flesh. Praise our God. I was thinking how even the Sunday school lesson went along with this, the flesh and the spirit. Amen. If we walk in the spirit, then we'll not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. And we don't want to do that because the flesh, yeah, lust that's the envy. The flesh will try to protect itself to maintain its condition. But we're told, make not provision for the flesh because God has something better for us.
Amen.
Amen. Even as Pastor, the last portion of the last verses that she gave us, let us know that, you know, we need to seek those things that are eternal. Let's make provision for those things.
Amen. To redeem the time because the days are evil. Make provision for that. There are people who, they say, well, I just don't have time to read my Bible. I don't have time to, some they don't have time to go to church. Some say they don't have time to assemble together with the saints. They don't have time to be agreed in prayer with the saints. We're realizing that God's holding the clock on your life.
Amen.
You know, sometimes people get in a taxi and the meter starts running. You know, the time is running. It's ticking away. God has that meter on our life. Let us redeem the time. Let us redeem our time and talents, our thoughts, all those things, that they be for the Lord. And make not provision for the flesh. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because we know that the flesh tendeth toward death. And we know even from our Sunday school lesson that, you know, that the flesh, the law of the flesh is the law of death. We don't want to be found there.
Amen.
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 Let us not make provision for the flesh.
Amen.
Thank God for his word. Amen. What shall we say?
395.
Shall we stand? Number 395 in the worship of the Lord.
Jesus is tenderly calling you home, calling today, calling today. Why from the sunshine of love will you roam farther and farther away? Calling today, calling today. Jesus is calling, is tenderly calling today. Jesus is calling the weary to rest. Calling today, bring him your burden and you shall be blessed. He will not turn you away. Calling today, calling today. Jesus is calling, is tenderly calling today. Jesus is waiting, oh come to him now. Waiting today, come with your sins at his feet lowly bow. Come and no longer delay. Calling today.
Jesus is tenderly calling you home. Jesus is calling the weary to rest. Okay? He said, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. This is rest from sin. We're not talking about going out and physically working. We're talking about laboring on in sin, knowing that the wages of that labor is going to be death. The wages of sin is death. Wouldn't we rather have the gift of God, mm-hmm. eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord? But though Jesus is waiting, he's calling, he's waiting.
But we're also told in the Word of God that his spirit will not always strive with men. Jesus is waiting, but at some point, he may stop speaking. He may stop speaking to hearts. We never know when that last opportunity will be to come to the Lord. And it may happen before death comes on your body. Mm-hmm. Amen. If you don't know the Lord, oh my God, I beg you, seek him while he may be found. Come to the Lord. We've even got our young people. We're talking to you too. Mm-hmm. We love you. We don't want to see you lost. Mm-hmm. We know that if you've been coming to service for any length of time, and you have been for years and years, many of you, you've grown up. You know, you started when you were this tall, and now you're this tall. Mm-hmm. And so you've come to Sunday school. You've learned about Jesus. You've learned about God. You've learned about salvation. When we ask you a question about it, you can answer that question. And the fact that you can answer that question means that you are responsible for that. And if you know that if someone dies in sin, they'll go to hell. And many of our young people, they know that. If we ask them that question in our classes, they know they can answer that question. That we want our young people to know that that applies not only to someone else, but to break it down and make it personal, it also applies to you. And it applies to me. And it applies to all souls. And the word has been preached. And Jesus is calling. Amen. Please don't turn him away. Amen. That first verse said, why from the sunshine of love will you roam farther and farther away? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Our young people know that too. They can quote that part of that scripture. Please don't roam away from the love of God when he's seeking to save your soul. It's not just the young people. But also if there's one who's listening, has been listening to the word today, don't run away from God.
Amen.
Don't run away. Amen. There's nowhere that you can hide that God's word and God's spirit cannot find you. Amen. Amen. Bring him your burden and you shall be blessed. Because Jesus took that load of sin. Praise God. Come and don't delay. We're begging you, come today. The Spirit is speaking to your heart. Don't just say, well, I'll just stand here a little longer and then service will be over. But the Spirit of God is still speaking to your heart. Won't you come? Is there one? Is there one? Is there one? Would you say, is there someone who is not saved who will raise their hand and just say, pray for me? Amen. 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 God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, London. God bless you, Matthew.
Amen.
Praise God. We're praying for our young people.
Amen.
We want them to be saved. Amen. Praise our God. We'll sing that fourth verse.
Jesus is pleading, oh hear.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Jesus is pleading, oh hear now his voice. Call him today, hear him today. They who believe on his name shall rejoice. Quickly arise and away. Calling today. Calling today,
My Lord, amen. Is there one with a need? Amen. Bless you, Sister Kiba. Amen. Is there another? Amen. How many understood the message? Amen. The Holy Spirit made it plain. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. We thank God for his word. We're going to look to the Lord. We're going to thank him. We prayed before the message came. Asked God to anoint for it. And he did. And now we're going to thank God for the message that was preached. We're going to thank God for all that he has spoken to our hearts today. And we're going to remember the hands that were raised that said, remember me in prayer. Amen. We thank God. It takes something. If you're saved now, you remember it took courage to step out, even to raise your hand and to acknowledge, I know I need to be saved. Remember me in prayer. It takes courage to do that because you have to bat the devil down to even do that. We understand. And so we are thankful for these two young men. We thank God for them. And so we're going to remember them in prayer as well. Amen. Shall we look to the Lord? Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your word this day. We thank you, dear Lord, because we know that it is true, dear God. And we know, dear God, that your Spirit sent it, dear Father, to feed our hearts and our minds and our souls, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for the truth, Lord, that you spoke to us, that we know that we can stand on, dear Father. And Lord, how you're telling us, dear God, not to make provision for the flesh, because we know that if we obey the law of the flesh, even as our young people learned and all of us learned in Sunday school class, then that's sin. And we know that if we serve the law of the flesh, that the end thereof is death. And Lord, we don't want to go there. Lord, we don't want anyone to go there. And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word, dear Father, that instructs us, dear God, what we must do. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to obey your word in the name of Jesus. We thank you, dear God, Lord, that we don't have to be confused, Lord. We don't have to be unsure, dear God, about what way you want us to go, because your word clearly tells us, dear God, what you expect for us to do in order to please you in this life. And so, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for the word that was preached. Father, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember the upraised hands, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for our young people, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, because they were listening to the word, dear God. Lord, if they had not been listening, they could not have even raised their hands, dear God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the understanding, Lord, that they got from your word, dear God. Enough to know, dear Father, Lord, that they want us to pray for them, dear God. Lord, that they might be saved, dear Father. And Lord, we're going to get under that burden and stay under that burden, dear Father. And Lord, whatever it takes, Lord, we're going to continue, Lord, to lift them up in prayer, dear God. Lord, if it takes our fasting, dear God, we're going to fast and pray for them, dear Father. Lord, that they would be able, dear God, to come to you, dear Father. Lord, that the enemy would not make a pitfall or a snare for them, dear God, but Lord, that they would press their way to thee, dear God. Lord, that they might be saved. We're so thankful, dear God, that they're getting understanding, dear Father, from your word, dear God, as it is taught and preached to them. And we pray, dear God, that you'd remember London and remember Matthew in a very special way, dear Father. Lord, this we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Lord, they're not even sitting together. One is toward the front and one's toward the back. And so they didn't talk to one another about let's raise our hands. But Lord, your spirit, Lord, was talking to them, dear Father. And we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, for obeying, for having them obey the spirit, Lord, even in raising their hands to ask, Lord, that we remember them in prayer, dear God. Lord, we also thank you, dear God, because that shows a measure of faith, dear God. To raise your hand and ask to be remembered in prayer shows a measure of faith, dear God, that they believe that through the prayers of the saints, dear God, they'll be able, dear God, to get, Lord, that thing that they desire. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would continue, Lord, to speak to their hearts, Lord, in love, because we know, Lord, that you love them, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would continue to speak to them, speak to their hearts in love, dear God. Lord, direct them, dear God. Draw them with cords of love, dear Father. Lord, that they might be saved. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus. In this day and time, Lord, it's so important for our young people, dear God, to get thee, dear Father, in their hearts, dear God. Because we know that Satan is trying to destroy our young people. But Lord, you have something that's so much greater. You have so much more power, dear God, and you're able, Lord, to save them and help them to stand in this day and time. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, and we thank you, Lord, for them, dear God, and for their upraised hands. And we will continue, Lord, to lift them up even through this week, dear God, in our prayers, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, they raise their hands, dear God, but perhaps there were other of our young people, dear God, who didn't feel to raise their hands, Lord, but Lord, that you were speaking to their hearts. And so we're praying for them also, dear Father. Lord, that you would speak to their hearts, dear God. Help them, dear God, to step out in faith, dear God. Lord, knowing, dear Father, that you're able, Lord, to save them, Lord, even as you have saved us, dear God. And you're able to keep them, dear God, Lord, even as you're keeping us, dear God. Lord, if they'll just keep their mind stayed on thee. Have your way, dear Father. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for all that you have done, all that our hearts have heard this day. Lord, remember, Lord, Sister Keeba in the prayer room, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would be with her, dear Father. Lord, pray, dear God, that you would help her, dear God, to get, dear Father, that she's seeking from thee, dear God, that she needs, dear God. Give her the strength, dear God, to stand. Give her the strength to walk, dear Father. Lord, open her understanding, dear God, in the name of Jesus, dear God. Give her power, dear God, to reign, dear God, over this whole world, dear God. And truly, Lord, we're going to give you the glory. We're going to give you the praise for it all, for we ask it in the name of Jesus Christ, and we thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. Shall we be seated a moment? Amen. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves with regard to the message? Infinity. I'm looking at her. It's like I'm looking at her mother's face. Yes, ma'am. You had your hand up, sweetheart. You want to say something? Did you hear her, Sister Lawrence, sing? Did you hear what she said? Okay. And that's all right. She's thanking the Lord. Amen. We thank God. We thank God for this child. Amen. Amen. You know, would that everyone would give thanks to the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We thank God that you know His word is being planted in her heart. We thank God for that. Amen. Praise God. We have a few announcements. Yes. Yeah, I'm sorry, Sister Webb. Yes, ma'am. Amen.
Continue to be strong in the word and be a good example despite Satan and the trickery of what he has going on today, despite the little things that he and I'm confronted with. It's small things, but it's big things if I don't do the right thing.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. At times I know I may come a little late, but I'm missing even from the beginning.
Yes, yes.
I was in marriage with you, so it's definitely not the short. But I have run here and learned, but I'm always thinking about everyone.
Amen.
Like I'm still a little, because I'm still in the warm place. So, and it can be devastating.
Yes.
Today, I didn't know that 70 when I was coming with
Yes.
I didn't know the boss, you know, and this is downtown, the cold down there, oh my goodness. So it was frustrating, but I know that's just my respect.
Amen.
So I have to remember as the word, I was just as fasting going on with some of the scriptures and remember that we have his word, that God's word. That's a record. And Jesus said, example, we have to take the time of need and stress, we go to the Word.
Amen.
You know, always, because like I could call, you would call, past, but you might not be there all day.
Mm-hmm.
So His Word here is where I need to come and remember that we have His Word. If anyone has any problems, I come to you guys or our teacher, Brother Biden. You know,
amen.
And, you know, things that I need, you know, to further myself.
Amen.
I'm using that, you know, as stay close to the Word.
Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. As you say, it's so important to stay close to the Lord. Praise God. So now, yeah, Sister India.
I just wanted to thank the Lord so much because I
Wasn't
able to come to church. That's my buddy. That's my friend. And in this walk, the old woman died and married a new woman with me. And I desire God 24/7 all the way. Because the life didn't give me that. So I just want to thank God because when I was talking to my friend, sometimes it seemed like he was delusional. But I literally called the radio down and he prayed, God, God, He desires you to be with us. I grew and I said, well, we got to go to church too. And going to the home, I looked to the right, and he was standing there, and I am really proud of him.
Praise God.
I just thank God because no one understands. But his word is so real, and all I did was just kept God on my mind. And I feel so good because I feel like I did the right thing. People that come into your life don't just come in for a reason. It happens. And I feel, even though that I'm going through this time of day in Christ, I have reached out and said the right thing to somebody.
Draw someone else.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. I really, even though you left, I'm going to get, but I'm going to thank God that he knew that word. And you know what? He didn't know I was at this church. I mean, no, he knew that I go to church all the time, but he didn't know I was here today, so I just thank
mm-hmm.
for bringing him in here because you know what? We didn't have this meeting weeks ago. That word stayed in
there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I'm just hoping anybody else I talk to about myself. And I can confess what God has did for me.
Amen. 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 And we'll keep praying. And his name is Devin Johnson. Keep him in our prayers. We'll keep him in our prayers that the Lord will bring him back. Amen. Amen. Thank God. That's all.
What went on with you? How did you change? I told him I got accepted and I gave myself to Christ, and it's hard, it's painful, but I'm not, you know, I'm being the conversation came up with this. God's people are perfect. Right.
Amen. Praise God. Yeah.
You know, he was listening, my word, like, it was so beautiful because we have all been through something efficient and for him to just take the time to just come and just listen to his dear friend that he asked, how did you, and he didn't even notice the change in India. What happened to you?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
amen.
I told him.
Yes.
What happened?
Amen. That's what being an ambassador for Christ is all about. That's and draw someone else. And I thank God. Basically, you told me, you know, this is what, cause that just lets you know he sees the difference in your life. And he went, well, how did that happen to you? And so it's like, come and see. Come and see. So we're going to continue to pray for him. And amen. Praise our God. Amen. So I could see when he walked, I could see the joy and the tears that you had for when he came in. Praise our God. Amen. All right. We have an announcement from New Covenant Community Church of God. 10-10853 Sharondale Road, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45241. Reverend James E. Cooley, Sr., Senior Pastor. Wayne Avenue Church of God, 116 South Wayne Avenue. Dear Pastor and Congregation, we, the Benevolence Committee of the New Covenant Community Church of God, greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We pray that all is well with you and your church family. We are writing this letter to invite you to our Missionary Emphasis Day, our annual Sacrificial Giving Sunday, which is Sunday, June 5th, 2022, at 12:30 p.m., our usual service time. It is to be held at our regular place of worship, which is 10853 Sharondale Road in Sharonville, Ohio. Our speaker will be, I'm going to say, Pat, they've got in here Reverend, but I'm going to say Pastor Renee Jenkins, pastor of the Wayne Avenue Church of God in Columbus, Ohio. The theme for the service is God Loves a Cheerful Giver, 2 Corinthians 9:7. Our purposes are to highlight and praise God for our accomplishments in the area of helping others and to generate funds to continue to help the lost, poor, sick, bereaved, elderly, disaster victims, mission workers, and others as the Lord leads. Our praise team will lead the devotion with celebrative music. Also, a small take-home snack, because COVID may still be a threat, will be provided at the end of service for attendees. We pray that you are able to attend. You are sure to receive a blessing. In his service, the Benevolence Committee, Sister Agnes Terry, Chairperson, Sister Edna Walker, Co-Chairperson, Reverend James E. Cooley, Sr., Pastor. And then on the back, there's a post-it note that says, P.S. We know that this time will overlap your service time, so we are writing to inform you of your pastor's involvement with our special service. Even though you cannot attend, we know that you will be praying for the success of the day as God blesses. Amen. So that is the first Sunday in June. That's Sunday, June 5th. And Pastor Jenkins will be speaking at the New Covenant Community Church of God in Cincinnati, Ohio. Amen. So we will lift her up in prayer there, and we'll be praying for here as well. Amen. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. For our spring Bible study, we are now in the month for spring Bible study. And the spring dates are May 23rd through 27th. And the fall dates, which will also, as it gets closer to the fall, we'll announce those too. The fall dates will be September 26th through the 30th. But right now, Lord's will, we are going toward the spring dates, May 23rd through the 27th. Please begin to pray for this work. I hope you've been praying all along. Please pray for this work in the Lord and pray for our facilitators, Brother Lavester Jackson and Brother Maurice Blake, as the Lord leads them. Amen. Choir rehearsal next Sunday. First Wednesday, bring a scripture for Bible study night. November turkey giveaway canister is always open for donations. For Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m., please remember to give your phone a rest, turn it off an hour or so before service, and then turn it back on. And please remember to mute your phones. And pray for Brother Byron Johnson. Amen. We thank God for a blessing today for our bus driver, Sister Melita McElroy. We thank God for her and thank God for traveling mercies for her. And please lift up Sister Millicent McElroy and Brother Thomas Mann this week as they are scheduled to drive on next Lord's Day, which will be May the 8th. So lift them up in prayer this week. Also, we have a correction from last Lord's Day. We know that Matthew had a birthday last week. In fact, his birthday was the 25th of April, and he turned 16. But he does not yet have his learner's permit. We want to correct that. He does not yet have his learner's permit, but it's on his mind. It's on his mind, but he doesn't have it yet. But we wanted to make that correction because we don't want to let anything go out that's incorrect. But, so continue to we thank God that Matthew is 16 now, and so we know that he's age wise he's qualified, and so we keep praying for him as he contemplates getting his learner's permit. We thank God for you, Matthew. Amen. Continue to remember him in London in prayer. Amen. Our thought for today. Yes, Sister Hall.
I want to thank the prayers of the saints on behalf of me. And I appreciate the message that was gone for this day. And my eye is feeling a lot better.
Amen. Praise God.
Thanks.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Holmes. Amen. That is the power of the Lord. Amen. Our thought for today, Holy Spirit, soul comforter, truth teacher, sin protector, life giver, repentance granter, faith creator, scripture author, holiness producer, and Christ glorifier. Praise our God. Amen, amen. Thank God for his Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves? Sister Kiba? Amen. Amen. God bless you. Yes, Sister Lawrence Singh.
Yeah.
was a little discouraged. She was not. And her demeanor did not change one step. Mm-hmm. We got into that little room. We went to the library and said, we went to the little room. And she was in there. And I could just see the Lord start working. She called and kept looking her back to new involvement. So I had the book. So she got that book out. She was just about to dump her. I could just see the Lord working her finger. And we got in there. And all of a sudden, she got somebody.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. You know, there's a lesson right there. You know, because from time to time we have to call different places. You know, and then they're going to be on hold. You're going to be on hold sometimes for a while, and so on, and. So it's always good to, before you dial the first number, pray. Pray. Lord, I have to make this call. I have to make this call. And Lord, you know all about it. You know the purpose for it. And Lord, pray, Lord, that you would make a way. Lord, give me a breakthrough. Amen. Praise our God. Thank God. Amen. We acknowledge him in all things, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. That's acknowledging the Lord. The Lord made the way. Amen. Shall we stand? Also continue to remember Minister Alan Scott. It'd be the Lord's will, he would be here on the fifth Sunday of this month. We know the fifth Sunday of this month is for ordinance services. So continue to lift Minister Scott up in prayer. Amen. The Lord would bless him. Sister Lauren Singh, would you dismiss us with prayer, please? Thank you. Amen.
I thank you for every soul that is here, Heavenly Father. From the oldest to the youngest, Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the prophet that we have a house to come into, Heavenly Father. Thank you for having blessed us today from the 11th to the 11th to the 11th to the 11th. Everything was all done and we all went together, Heavenly Father. I just pray to Heavenly Father that each and every one of us will be encouraged today that we will take his with us, Heavenly Father, and dedicate that one.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We just thank you for your precious word that you gave to Mrs. Chichinker, that she preached it, she gave it, and delivered it to us in Heavenly Father.
You go.
We're only leaving the church. We're going to the place that they were here and asking your blessing to Heavenly Father as we prepare to leave that you're practicing. Far and near, for those that have to travel far and those that are traveling here.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the upwards of hands of Jesus,
yes, Lord, bless them, Lord.
And we go praying for them. This is what we've been praying for.
Yes, Lord.
And we're going to continue to pray and lift them up on Tuesday, Heavenly Father. And we thank you for how you're answering prayer. We can see you.
Yes, Lord.
We can see you when they're living to the house of the Lord. We can see that our young
Yes, Father. Lord.
We want to thank you for this, dear Heavenly Father. We don't take it lightly, dear Heavenly Father. But we know that you prepare the last of the last dispensation in time.
Mm-hmm.
We're about souls, the saving souls, and bring them to the house of the Lord. Thank you for just the envy of this, dear Heavenly Father.
Yes, Lord.
You to the house of the Lord.
Amen.
We can sit here hand and work in this house. We take nothing for granted. We pray blessing him to us. So we give it to you.
Yes, dear God.
So just continue to have our own way, dear Heavenly Father, as we go to our individual homes, that we will continue to praise and lift you up. And all of this done is to the glory and honor of you, dear Heavenly Father, in Christ's presentation.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.